is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It appears that President-elect Trump is already laying the groundwork for tackling a major foreign policy issue.
There's been uncertainty surrounding Donald Trump's intentions in regards to Ukraine, but it now appears discussions started only hours after his election victory. Reports of a conversation between him and Vladimir Putin last Thursday, in which, according to the Washington Post, the president-elect warned the Russian leader against any escalation of the conflict. Reports not denied by the Trump campaign, which follow a campaign pledge to end the war within a day.
The BBC's David Willis. President-elect Trump says Tom Homan, his former acting ICE director, will serve as border czar in the new administration. And New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik will be the next U.S. ambassador to the U.N., according to the New York Post. It's Veterans Day, and President Biden will commemorate the day in the traditional way.
For the final time in his presidency, Mr. Biden will mark the observance at Arlington National Cemetery by participating in the traditional wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Following that, he will give a speech paying tribute to the nation's veterans and war heroes.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. California, not alone in combating destructive and deadly wildfires. Tinder-dry conditions and gusty winds are fanning the flames on both coasts, including along the New York-New Jersey border, where an 18-year-old state parks employee died after being struck by a falling tree. An arrest in a deadly homecoming weekend shooting at Tuskegee University in Alabama. The suspects had to be in possession of a handgun with a machine gun conversion device. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 155 points. The NASDAQ futures 49 points higher. S&P futures up 16. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment, and now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good Monday morning. It is 6:03, Talk Radio 680 WCBN. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Let's start it off as we usually do. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There are some rain showers in the area, so some areas are getting where a little bit more heavier rain. We can see the spray from the vehicle, so we'll factor that in for the early morning ride. It is Veterans Day. Should be a little bit lighter, but some things as we get underway. There's a wreck, 95 South, right after the Eastern Avenue Bridge. They're pretty much on the right side. I'm looking at the camera shot. They're slowing right there because you come around the curve and then there's a police car with the flashing lights on. So it's slowing, and with the streets being wet, take it easy through there. City police as 545 had a couple of accidents. Orleans at Caroline, that's on the east side, and also the east side, Pulaski Highway at Urban Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
With sun breaking through this afternoon and winds increasing out of the west, the high should hit 73 degrees. Tonight, clear, windy, and cooler behind your front with a low of 47. And then dry weather for Tuesday and Wednesday with sunshine each afternoon as high temperatures top out in the mid to upper 50s. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Right now, Aberdeen, 58 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, already 61 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It is 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, Mary Pat Clark has passed away. The first woman ever elected as Baltimore City Council president died yesterday at the age of 83. Mary Pat passed away peacefully, surrounded by family after a brief illness. Mayor Brandon Scott says Clark was a trailblazer, a fighter, and impeccable public servant. He says Baltimore is a better place because she lived here and, quote, dedicated her life to serving all of us, and for that, we as a city are eternally grateful. Several Maryland Board of Election officials and offices received bomb threats in the days following the general election. The state's elections administrator, Jared Demarin, posted a message on X Friday saying there is a zero tolerance for threats against elections officials, and canvassing will take place despite cowardly threats. He says, democracy is strong, the staff is strong, and the mission will be accomplished because every vote counts. And a 40-year-old man injured after a Sunday night shooting in Baltimore. City police say the victim turned up at a hospital around 8:30 last night. Multiple gunshot wounds to the body. He is listed in stable condition. Police have not determined where the shooting had happened or who was responsible for it. Right now, it is 6:05 at WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick three was 394. Your pick four, 9258. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, that was some pretty big boy football yesterday in Landover, Maryland.
Third and long. Wilson floats it way upstairs. Williams, he's got it! Touchdown! Mike Williams, the newest Steeler, scores!
Ein Eagle with the call on CBS. Williams' 32-yard touchdown catch lifted the Steelers over the Commanders. 28-27 was the final. Russell Wilson now 3-0 was the Steelers' starting quarterback, averaging 30 points per game. Pittsburgh's win sets up the crucial AFC North showdown next week. Just like old times, it'll be the Ravens and the Steelers for the lead in the AFC North. Elsewhere in the NFL,
what's the kick to win it? Oh! Blocked! The Chiefs have won! The Chiefs have won!
Kevin Harlan with the call on CBS. Something special happening in Kansas City as the Chiefs move to 9-0, 16-14 over the Broncos. On Sunday Night Football, Jake Bates kicked a 52-yard field goal as time expired to lift the Lions over the Texans 26-23 despite five interceptions from Jared Goff. And in the NASCAR Cup Series,
this is Blaney's final shot at it. He goes up high. There's traffic low. Joey Logano steps into history. He's a three-time Cup Series champion.
Joey Logano wins it in Las Vegas yesterday, the third major motorsports title for Team Penske in less than a month. Coming up at 6:35, a lot of football for you, including the War of the Terrible Towels. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Of the morning.
morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. It is Monday, November the 11th. It is Veterans Day. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
And, of course, your top stories coming up in this hour. There's a winner declared in Maryland's 6th Congressional District.
Also coming up during this hour, it turns out that Nancy Pelosi is not real fond of Bernie Sanders right now.
I don't respect him saying that the Democratic Party has abandoned the working class families. That's where we are.
And yesterday, former president and President-elect Trump has named a border czar. More on that in just a moment. But again, today is Veterans Day. The Marine Corps hymn, and we would like to wish the Marines a happy 249th birthday yesterday, just the day before Veterans Day. Here's a little bit of trivia for you, Bruce. For the first time in history, a Marine Corps veteran has risen to the level of Vice President-elect of the United States.
Oh.
J.D. Vance.
Here you go.
Is the first Marine to get that high.
Really?
Yeah, we've had Army, we've had General Eisenhower. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
we've had
certainly.
General Washington, but the first Marine Corps veteran to reach that level, that pinnacle of in the political civilian world.
Could be that we'll have a vice president who's the Coast Guard next.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, just never know.
Yeah.
All right, top story here for you today is that President-elect Trump kind of switching things up on everybody, and he named Tom Homan, the former acting ICE director, as the border czar. And just recently on 60 Minutes, here was his exchange with the 60 Minutes lefty reporter.
We have seen one estimate that says it would cost $88 billion to deport a million people a year.
I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Is that what American taxpayers should expect?
What price do you put on national security? Is it worth it?
Is there a way to carry out mass deportation without separating families?
Of course there is. Families can be deported together.
That's classic Tom Homan.
Yeah.
It really is. Look, I think this is a brilliant. Everybody thought he was going to be Department of Homeland Services Secretary, replacing Alejandro Mayorkas. But that kind of limited him. This is a very smart strategy on the part of Donald Trump. Of course, the border czar position does not need Senate confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, he now has the authority and power directly from the office of the president. So the border czar is a special presidential appointee with specific instructions and charged authority. And there's only there's no confirmation process, as I said, operates. And this gives him the ability to, he can work with CPB, with ICE. He can work with the Bureau of Prisons, with the FBI, with the State Department, and local law enforcement as well. So this is a home run. This is a grand slam for Trump on immigration. Tom Homan as border czar. More on that coming up in just a second.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCVM. The kind of home run Chuck Whitaker is used to is the kind they serve at certain fast food restaurants. Good morning. How are you doing?
I was well until that moment.
Yes.
Just a little. Light rain continues to move a little bit south and east now away from the area. So, again, the roadway's a little bit damp. We can still see the spray from the vehicles in some of the areas. Minor wreck on the shoulder. We're a little slow. Southbound I-95. The accident is right after that curve at Eastern Avenue. So you don't see it. And then suddenly there's a police car with the flashing lights on. So we're a little bit slow right in that area. And, again, about 25, 30 minutes ago, city police had two wrecks on the east side, Orleans at Caroline, Pulaski Highway at Erdman Avenue, and around 4:15, there was a big wreck on the BW Parkway southbound in Prince George's County near Route 202 and down into the area towards Riverdale Road south of the Capitol Beltway. Most of that, I think, is back open, but it looks like we could still be slow south of that area. And for right now, at least nothing major early along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast is going to be sunny today and 73. Clear, a little bit of windy tonight and down back to 47. Tomorrow, sunny, dry, and breezy, a little cooler, 58. So just get this one day of warmth, and then we're back to more seasonable temperatures shortly. Right now, it's 56 and cloudy in Pikesville, 57 in Baltimore City. Time for some one-liner news for you today. Of course, 100-year-old former President Jimmy Carter has become the oldest Grammy nominee.
Really?
He's up for Best Audiobook for Last Sunday's In the Plains, a Centennial Celebration. Hmm. Well, this is the one vote he actually wants to win.
Yeah.
The Kamala thing, he was...
Not so much.
Not so much. But this one he wants to win.
Nice.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league is working towards having 16 international games each season. Do you like the international games?
Nope.
There was one in Munich, Germany yesterday. No. I don't like them either.
Nope.
Whether they're in Brazil or whether they're in London.
They seem sterile to me.
Yeah. And I was waiting for the first brawl to break out among the fans in the stands.
Yes, that's English football. Soccer. Yeah, that's rugby.
Didn't happen, though.
It doesn't have the same impact.
Yeah. President Biden will welcome President-elect Donald Trump to the White House on Wednesday. Understanding they'll be using Adolph's tenderizer for that luncheon.
Nice.
You imagine? You've called the guy Hitler.
Yeah.
You say he's a fascist. He's an existential threat. He's a danger to democracy. Oh, by the way, we're having lunch.
Oh, yeah. But I heard they were gearing up for it.
Unbelievable.
You should be so ashamed of yourself. I mean, seriously.
Apparently, Melania's hemorrhaging her dress.
Listen, out of all the Nazis that were crap, as we all know, Hermann Göring had to be the best one. He was a fat ass. He didn't care. You know, he was just walking around. Look at me. He had a uniform on. There was a 48 extra fat, and he didn't care.
Authorities in South Carolina still trying to figure out how to capture 43 monkeys that escaped from the research facility. And just a passing thought, anyone try bananas?
Just a thought.
Just a thought. To address a shortage of truckers in Japan, the country plans to build a 320-mile-long conveyor belt road connecting Tokyo to Osaka.
A conveyor belt
It'll
road.
It'll just move shipping containers on this conveyor belt.
Oh, I see.
Wow.
So, think that would work here? Last conveyor belt they had was around Chuck's waist. But
nice.
It's all different.
Nice. That's nice.
The Denny's Grand Slam.
Do you know that the Chinese built 26 miles of interstate in 6 months?
Is that right?
Yes. 6 months.
That's a Belt and Road initiative that they have in foreign countries, too.
We can't get the Beltway finished in 6 years.
I know. It's just amazing, isn't it?
It really is.
There's now a record number of women governors in the United States. 13 states are now led by women who are elected to the highest office. Sorry, Kamala, not rubbing it in or anything. But so there goes that idea this country's sexist and misogynist.
Yeah.
We have a record number of female governors in the country.
Mm-hmm. Did you see one of her people said she should be the next Supreme Court justice?
Yeah. Yes.
Did you see that?
That is not going to happen, folks. Nick Bosa of 49ers has been fined $11,000 for violating NFL's uniform rules for wearing a MAGA hat on the field. Don't worry. Trump will pardon him.
Well, apparently, in the end zone, he did the Trump dance.
I saw that.
It's good stuff. Sadly, a former friend to WCBM has passed away. The former city council president of Baltimore, Mary Pat Clark, died on Sunday at the age of 83.
Yes.
I knew Mary Pat personally. Mary Pat used to come on WCBM every week on the Tom Maher Show and do just take calls.
Yep.
And she was really constituent-focused. Would talk politics, but she was a classic liberal. She wasn't a progressive kook like some of these other modern Democrats are. And, she was at one point a nun. She was... And the fact is that she was... again, she was one of those. She'd give you her Irish every once in a while. Her Irish would get up, and you'd get it. But Mary Pat Clark, she was a great public servant. She cared about her constituents, and she served Baltimore for many, many years. And we're going to miss her.
Yeah, I knew somebody who was on her staff for a long time. Never had anything but kind words to say about her. And she was a liberal, and I'm a conservative. But you're right; she was a classic liberal,
mm-hmm.
and you could actually discuss things. things with Mary Pat.
Oh yeah, I mean you can do it privately, you do it on the air, and of course, and she, you know, every once in a while, as I said, she get her Irish up a little bit, but she again was very, very good in making sure her constituents' needs were met, and that kind of politician is sorely missed these days. All right, so rest in peace, Mary Pat Clark, dead at the age of 83. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple, appreciate that. It's coming up on 6:20. More on the, what do you think of the Tom Holman border czar position? And we've got news for you about the Trump cabinet elsewhere as well. It's all coming up here on The Morning Drive, the best of which you can hear each and every day, WCBM.com and on our Facebook page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell, but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buying as is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Hey, it's Kim. Well, I gave it my best shot, and I'm disappointed with the results, but I'm happy to be back on the air with WCBM starting Monday, November 11th from 9 to noon weekdays. Join me for Kim Klasick Live as we discuss the most important local and national issues of the day, from Maryland's exploding juvenile crime epidemic to how the incoming Trump administration plans to turn the country around. So I'm glad to be back home on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Can you name this service theme?
Yes, the Army.
Army, indeed. Yeah. And you're an Army vet?
Yeah. The K-Sounds go rolling along.
Which has now been changed to When the Army Goes Rolling Along.
Interesting.
They changed the title of the song.
Why?
That's a good question. I don't know why they went from K-Sounds to Army, but that's, I guess, because more, quote-unquote, inclusive than just K-Sounds.
A K-Sound is a K-Sound. I mean, there's no gender. Maybe, you know, maybe too close to home. My son ran the K-Sound unit. He was in charge of the K-Sound unit at Fort Myer, Arlington for about a year and a half, 2 years when he was in the service. Right. And so I think it's a revered position.
Yeah,
it's a
maybe because thing. The average person doesn't know what a K-Sound
is. Yeah. Yeah, it could be.
Except Chuck.
Except Chuck.
He gets a K-Sound every weekend.
6:23.
I checked the ads on Friday for a case on sale.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
He thinks I'm kidding.
I know you're not.
It's going to be one of those days for you, Chuck. I'm sorry, bud.
I don't care. I don't care.
All right.
Two lightweights in the morning and then me.
Well, I'm glad he's not characterizing us as lightweights.
He wants to fight. Let's fight. It's no problem. Should be a little bit later today if you're heading towards the district. Federal holiday today. And again, this wreck earlier was reported on 295 southbound going into Riverdale Road. Looking at the camera, 202, there's no backup right there. So if the wreck is still there at Riverdale Road, it's not causing any impact. And then the parkway is in good shape. Hanover Road down through the ramps at Route 32. They have cleared the wreck from I-95 after Eastern Avenue. It's a little bit slow right there at the curve.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast going to be sunny today, 73, and then tonight clear, windy, and a low of 47 before things cool down beginning tomorrow. Right now, cloudy, 59 in Annapolis, 57 in Glen Burnie. 624, President Trump has named and appointed Tom Holman to the position of border czar. I hate the term czar, but it's what everybody understands. He will be the border director in charge of the deportation program. So that's what he's going to be in charge of. I think another I would like, everybody thought Stephen Miller would have been a great choice for that, because he might have a tough time passing confirmation based on past battles. But I do think what Trump does need is a missing migrant child task force. Remember the 325,000?
Yep.
I think somebody has got to be put in charge of that, specifically finding where these children are and reuniting them with their families or getting them out of harm's way as quickly as possible. I don't know who that's going to be as of yet. The good news here is that Nikki Haley and Mike Pompeo will not be serving in the new Trump cabinet in any capacity. They were ruled out. He thanked them very much for their past service. And as I said last week, I didn't want Pompeo anywhere near it. He's got too many ties to the deep state. Remember Nikki Haley called, there's a lot of ugliness between Nikki Haley and Donald Trump. And the fact is that she, after vowing that she would not run against him, she did. And there was no way. Trump didn't even use her on the campaign trail. So that was a hint number one. And then Pompeo, of course, he served ably as first CIA and then Secretary of State. Mm-hmm. Did a decent job, but I think it's time for some new blood. We're hearing rumors in Trump circles that the name Vivek Ramaswamy is now being put out there for Secretary of State.
Wow.
Yeah, I had not heard that one before, so I don't know about that. But, you know, that's, you know, we'll see. That's just a rumor, folks. That has not been confirmed as of yet. So those are just some of the names that are being bandied about here of late. Let's go to Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I wish you and all the listeners a happy Veterans Day holiday today. And, Mom, if you're listening, who is actually a Navy veteran, thank you for serving our country. Tom Holman is important in more ways than just deporting illegal aliens back to south of the real border that we have, but also stopping the deadly drugs from coming in that's killing our youth on the streets, that's being manufactured overseas in Red China, being floated over here through illegal drug traders, and then getting in through the southern border. So we need, dropping the illegal aliens below the boundary line, it's important to drop the illegal drugs below the boundary line as well. So what do you think of that?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think that's the you've got to lean on China. That's where most of the chemicals being used to manufacture fentanyl are made and then sent to Mexico, where they then assemble it and make it and then bring it into the United States. And so that is again, they're poisoning this country. And I'm sure Donald Trump is going to address that. I think he did in his last. I think we played it earlier this year. His drug plan. So Mark, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Kurt Edgewater. Good morning.
Morning, Kurt.
Good morning. I think Chuck would make a good press secretary. He's full of more crap than a constipated elephant.
Chuck Whitaker for a White House press secretary. I think he's going to have to probably cut his chops, pardon the expression, in the DeSantis kingdom first. You know, that might be the best place for him to start there. Kurt, thanks so much for the call. By the way, we're hearing Elise Stefanik is now being considered for U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. So that is the...
I think she's more valuable than that, where she is.
Well, being where the House is in flux right now.
Yeah.
And it depends on where you go. It's either 211 to 217, which whatever website you go. NBC is different than 270 to win, 270. They all have different numbers. But if it's 211, let's do worst case scenario. If it's 211, there are 11 uncalled races left, and Republicans lead in seven of them. In CD8 in Colorado, the Republicans flipped a seat there. Gabe Evans did win that seat. We lost one in CD6. We'll get to that here in Maryland. That should not surprise you because of the lack of attention and or money from the RNC and others. So that's all still to come. And we'll also tell you about the Pentagon was meeting secretly to... pushback against what happens.
That's kind of amazing.
What happens if Trump decides he wants to use the military to help end the mass deportation? We have Scott Jennings on that coming up shortly, 6:29. And it is Black Friday month at November, for the month of November, for Rescue Natural Supplements. So no matter what supplement you're thinking about, or maybe you're already been ordering from Rescue, if you have never ordered from Rescue, now would be a great time to stock up and save, because you can save up to 80% on select Rescue Natural Supplements. I can tell you, for the cholesterol-fighting omega-3s, which are good for cardiovascular health, they're also good for combating chronic inflammation in our bodies we can't see or feel, but can be there and robbing you of your health. Again, they're marked anywhere from 45 to 50% off, and you don't need a coupon code. All you need to do is call 1-800-26-ALIVE or order yours today at res-q.com during the Black Friday sale all month long at Rescue. It's 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. First woman elected as Baltimore City Council President died yesterday at the age of 83. Merritt Pat Clark passed away peacefully, surrounded by family, after a brief illness. Brandon Scott says Clark was a trailblazer, fighter, and impeccable public service. He says Baltimore is a better place because she lives here. Indeed, most of us feel that way. Several Maryland Board of Elections officers have received bomb threats in the days following the general election. The state's elections administrator, Jared DeMarinis, posted a message on X Friday saying there is zero tolerance for threats against elections officials, and canvassing will take place despite cowardly threats. 40-year-old man is injured after a Sunday night shooting in Baltimore. A city police say the victim turned up at a hospital about 8:30 last night. Multiple gunshot wounds to the body, listed in stable condition. Police have not determined where the shooting happened or exactly who was responsible for it. Firefighters suffered minor injuries battling a Harford County wildfire Saturday. The fire broke out on Long Amos Lane in Darlington, burned several acres. The fire was reportedly discovered by a Delmarva technician. Investigators believe a downed power line on Exelon property may have started the fire. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has awarded $33.5 million to Curtis Maritime Corporation for the dredging of Baltimore Harbor and its channels. The project consists of dredging approximately 2.3 million cubic yards of material from federal navigation channels to ensure safe navigation for vessels traveling in and out of the port of Baltimore. The dredged material will be removed using a hybrid-powered clamshell dredge. 6:32 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Lottery numbers from last night, you pick 3394. Your pick 4 was 9258. 6:33, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking live at 95 South at Route 32. That's in Howard County. All the lanes are open after that, down to 216 towards 198 Capitol Beltway. It's a little bit lighter than usual today with Veterans Day, so no major problems there. The Beltway locally might fill in just a little bit. I'm going to go over and check on the west side, but at last check, moving south from 795, the pace was still good. Looks good right there at that ramp. Liberty Road looks fine, and down towards I-70, they're moving right on through towards Route 40 West. JFX could be a little bit damp. Always watch your speed on the expressway anywhere south of Ruxton Road and coming into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
With sun breaking through this afternoon and winds increasing out of the west, the high should hit 73 degrees. Tonight, clear, windy, and cooler behind your front with a low of 47, and a dry weather for Tuesday and Wednesday with sunshine each afternoon as high temperatures top out in the mid to upper 50s. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. At Blindster, we offer custom-made faux wood and real wood blinds and shutters, cellular shades, Roman shades, bamboo shades, exterior shades, and more, all at factory direct prices. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, a Steeler week begins in Baltimore. Positive news on Kyle Hamilton's ankle. ESPN's Ian Rappaport reporting the tests on the ankle were negative. No word yet from the Ravens on the exact nature of the injury and if he will be able to return for this Sunday's game at Pittsburgh, but much better than initially feared. And speaking of the Steelers, how about yesterday in Landover?
Third and long. Wilson floats it way upstairs. Williams, he's got it! Touchdown! The newest Steeler scores!
Ian Eagle with a call on CBS, and that was a terrific game yesterday. Steelers win, tough one over the Commanders, 28-27. Pittsburgh now 3-0 under Russell Wilson, 7-2 on the season, half game ahead of the Ravens. Joe Flacco didn't do Baltimore any favors yesterday.
Flacco to the air, and he's picked off! Taron Johnson! Johnson on the return! Johnson at the 10! Johnson at the 5! Takes it in! A pick six!
Andrew Catalan had the call on CBS. First drive of the game. Flacco, three picks in all. Bills beat the Colts 30-20, winning their fifth in a row and running their record to 8-2, second best in the AFC behind the unbeaten Chiefs. Elsewhere in the NFL, another 10-point comeback for Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes led it. They were down 14-3. They beat the Broncos 16-14. Mahomes now 19-14 in his career when he trails by 10 or more in a game. It's the best record of any quarterback since 1950. And last night in Sunday Night Football, what a finish.
From 52 for the win. It is just good! Just inside the upright! Jake Bates, hometown hero! And the Lions have come all the way back!
Mike Tirico with a call on NBC. The Lions overcome five interceptions from Jared Goff. They beat the Texans as time expired, 26-23. High school football playoffs in the MPSSAA. Dundalk over Meade, 41-26. Annapolis, 48. North County, 6. Overly ends Poly season, 26-8. And Bel Air does the same to City, 22-12. More scores coming up at 7:35. O's Hot Stove Baseball yesterday. Masson.com reporting Braves lefty Max Fried and Dodger outfielder Teoscar Hernandez could be targets for the Orioles to replace the expected departures of Corbin Burns and Anthony Santander to free agency. International soccer, Israel told citizens yesterday to avoid going to cultural and sporting events abroad involving Israeli teams in the coming week, following attacks on Israeli soccer fans in the Netherlands last week. The Tel Aviv Maccabi team has a UEFA Nations League match in Paris on Thursday. And over the weekend, a sad note from the world of NASCAR, three-time Daytona 500 winner and NASCAR legend Bobby Allison passed away at the age of 86. Allison, with 85 career wins, a major force in putting NASCAR on the map. The time now is 6:37 when we return. Not a great week for the morning drive.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
All right, so it wasn't a terrible week. We went 2-2. Everybody went 2-2 right, because we all had the same four picks. Yeah. So still, I'm in the lead at plus eight. Bruce, you're plus six. Sean, you're right even at 20-20. So right, we'll see see how it goes. But yeah, I wanted to make mention of that game yesterday, the Commander Steelers game. That was some big boy football yesterday.
That was a good game. It really was. It was two teams with just slugging it out, and it was going to be a break at the end, and the Steelers got the break. I got a great catch. That was a great throw and a great catch.
Great throw,
sometimes
great catch.
Sometimes you just can't defend that kind of play. It's just sometimes the other team makes a play.
Over the shoulder, perfectly placed. But there was
one call towards the end.
The first down call.
I don't know. Whatever they call on the field, it was impossible to reverse. Had they called it a first down,
it would have been a first down.
It would have been, and they obviously didn't call it a first down, so they lost possession of the ball. But it's when they call that on the field and there's no conclusive proof, it is what it is.
But to be fair, though, I thought the call was right.
I think
because
it was right.
His knee went down early, but, and as soon as he's touched, that's where the ball should be placed.
Here's the thing. My point with that is that he catches the ball, he's got a first down.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes down to his knee. As he turns his body, then that changes the position of the ball. And then that's when he's touched. So I guess that's when they have to call where the ball's down.
That's exactly right.
There was this thing called forward progress once. I don't know what happened to that in the National Football League.
Speaking of battles, by the way, not only was there a battle on the field, but there was a battle in the stands yesterday.
Yes. Oh, yeah, the terrible towels.
The terrible towels and the burgundy towels. That place was just going nuts.
It was nuts. I loved it. It was a great atmosphere. It really was. Steelers fans travel really well.
They really do.
The owner, Josh Harris, said he was trying to change that, but Steelers fans have a way to get around that. So
Ravens
fans
got to
see how much they show up at the bank.
That's what I was going to say. Ravens fans got to keep them out.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Gary. Yep. Appreciate that. 6:39. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Our telephone number, by the way, if you want to join the conversation, 410-WCBM-680. Nancy Pelosi, kind of a wide-ranging interview in the last couple of days, and she's been very active. Nancy Pelosi is the Democrat Party. I mean, effectively, she is the Democrat Party. What Nancy says goes, no matter what her position in the House is. It is her.
It happened during election night.
No.
Yeah, apparently she got a little tipsy.
You a little?
She said it was her turn to get hammered.
She did make a couple of interesting observations. I will not be distracted. First was that one thing the Democrats should have figured out by now is it doesn't make a lot of sense to spend huge amounts of time going after Donald Trump's personal life.
It's no use going into his personal situation. The public has ignored that. Or enough of them have. So that's that. Let's just move on. But we're going to show the difference. You're going to see. It's going to be pretty exciting for what comes next in the Democratic Party.
As far as what's going to come next, she wants us to know that she always has always tried to work with the Republicans. For example, when she shuts out all Republicans from committee meetings, when she decides Republicans can have no voice and no amendments on stuff going through the House, that's the kind of way that Nancy likes to work with Republicans.
We always try to work with Republicans. That's a responsibility that we have. It used to be that way until recent times, but it used to be that way, that we always tried to find our common ground. That was our responsibility, and it still is.
You know what the definition of work with Republicans is? Republicans capitulate to us.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that's their definition of working with Republicans. When you get a Republican like Donald Trump or MAGA people that don't work with them, then, of course, it's...
But we've seen we're being
the ones that are being difficult.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi gets to decide which Republicans sit on which committee. We saw that happen over the last couple of years.
Well, Chuck Schumer won't let Dave McCormick take Senate orientation because Bob Casey won't concede. There's no path for Casey to win in Pennsylvania, but he's just being bullheaded.
Now, and one of the things that I thought was pretty hilarious was Nancy Pelosi will not give up the lie. And this is one of these things that it's who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? Clearly, there was no primary on the Democrat side this time. Joe Biden actually had 14 million people vote for him in that primary. He was given the boot because they thought he might lose. Gee, big difference, huh? And Kamala Harris was basically, it was a coronation. She became the candidate not through acclamation, not through primary votes, but because the people in power decided she was going to be. Still, Nancy Pelosi says, no, we had an open primary.
We had an open primary, and she won it. Nobody else got in the race. Yes, people could have jumped in. There were some people who were sort of preparing, but she just took off with it. And actually, it was a blessing because there isn't that much time. There wasn't that much time between then and the election.
You see, they had an open primary, Sean. Really? Really?
Well, for the Democrats, their definition of open primary isn't quite the same as everybody else's. Go ask Bernie, Bolshevik Bernie, how that worked out.
6:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is. After a weekend where he shot golf, I mean, it was just tremendous. Actually, he shot the ball. A number of times he couldn't hit it with the dam.
A couple of players, too.
Chuck Whitaker.
I'm just thinking Nancy Pelosi is about as false as her teeth.
Yeah, that Botox has finally shifted.
You see her smile, though? She has such a nice smile. Yeah. She smiles, her toes curl up.
Her face just falls off. It's like a leper hockey game. It's her face off in the corner.
Oh, Chuck.
895 now, if you're responding southbound there and moving along. It's backed up a little bit right around the O'Donnell Street ramp. 95, all four lanes are open. The roadways are drying out from some rain showers earlier. We just made a swing down through Annapolis. Really no problems there at all. Westbound is clear, coming over on the main span of the bridge through Sandy Point over to Ritchie Highway. The camera is out at the Severn River Bridge, but we can see both sides between Route 2 and Roe Boulevard. No problems. We're still clear right at the merge at I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it is going to be sunny today with a high of 73 back into the mid-upper 40s for the low tonight as a cold front moves through. We're going to drop that temperature. Tomorrow is going to be breezy and 58, even cooler on Wednesday, 54. Right now, 57 in cloudy in Glen Burnie, and it's 57 in Middle River. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
I'm not an animal!
Is it Elephant Man? I think it is. KFC ready to go to holiday spirit with its Christmas menu. Again, it is bringing back Stuffing Stacker Burger. Ooh. Which debuted in 2023 to much fanfare. Mm-hmm. That is, of course, a soft brioche bun with two original recipe chicken fillets in between, stacked with a sage and onion stuffing patty, burger dressing, lettuce, cheese, and spicy cranberry sauce.
Wow.
It's a time of year, folks, we think about. Then there's the Stuffing Tower Burger. All the same toppings except for just one original recipe, chicken fillet, instead of two. So KFC is launching a couple of fan favorites just in time for Christmas. Burger King, ready to make your holiday season just a little more cheerful. They are launching an advent calendar. It comes with what Burger King is calling a whimsical holiday village design. 12 tiny doors to open each day of the holiday season. And as for the goodies inside, the 12 items include all sorts of goodies like burgers and fries and chicken fries and a Whopper, Burger King Kids Club, all sorts of goodies you can redeem at your local Burger King. You can get the Burger King Advent calendar at participating Burger Kings, or you can use your cell phone and text Advent to 251-251.
Chuck uses the apps and stuff all the time. He loves that.
Isn't he? Yeah, you know, he is what is considered in the industry as a food influencer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of stuff just comes his way no matter what.
That's right.
He doesn't have to take any action.
That's right.
The action comes to him.
It's true. I've always been involved with the action.
That's right.
Curiously,
there's a vig on food, just in case you didn't know.
My understanding is that he had a 5-gallon tub of lard delivered to him just this past weekend.
Yeah, it's called The Morning Show on WCBM.
You got to close faster than that, Bruce.
I know. No, 80-mile-hour fastball for you, Chuck.
I already had the gun out waiting for him.
That's right. Yes. It was already loaded, too.
The last
pointed right
out
at
his mouth.
Krispy Kreme has released 4 new pie-flavored donuts. The new flavors include chocolate silk pie, original glazed donut dipped in chocolate icing, lemon cream pie. Sounds like a good one. Elsewhere, they have the blueberry crisp donut and the apple crumble donut, all after different pies. I'm waiting for the Boston cream pie donut.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, they kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Don't they have one that's kind of filled with cream and chocolate on the top?
It's like a vanilla custard, though.
Is it? Okay.
Like the cream a little bit, like they use in the Boston cream pie. Just saying, it's a personal preference.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock, and we've got more Pelosi for you here this morning.
Great Nancy stuff. What she said, after saying we had an open primary, This is classic. Well, Nancy, you don't have an open primary. Nobody else got in.
It wasn't that we didn't have an open process. It's just that nobody got in.
Really? So nobody got in because the coronation took place around 27 minutes after she announced that she was going to be running for the presidency.
Look, well, there was she was on Fox and Friends. I think her name is Lindy Lee. And she's saying what cooked Kamala's goose was when Biden came out. Remember we were speculating when he endorsed Kamala as president? They weren't ready to name her. They were going to do something else.
Yes.
It wasn't going to be an open primary.
They were looking for a mini primary of some sort.
Right. Remember they talked about a super primary or some sort of, they were just going to select the names and then let the delegates vote on them. Well, Biden jumped the gun by endorsing Harris, locking her in as the nominee. So that was, again, a little bit of revenge on Joe Biden's part for them pushing him out.
And the question is, do you think there's mental acuity that he said, make it her because I think she'll lose and I can be the only guy who's ever beat Donald Trump?
I think it's all part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, who does it say he put the Trump hat on? Remember that during the campaign?
Yep.
He put the Trump hat on and was smiling. And then a couple of times, he's just inappropriately smiling when they're asking him questions about Trump and the race. I mean, he mouthed a couple of things on the campaign stump, but he wasn't really used all that much because they knew, I think they knew deep down, he was not a Kamala fan because of the way she helped orchestrate to push him out.
Every time she had somebody of prominence come out and speak on her behalf, it ended up being kind of not a good event for her. Had Bill Clinton come out, and he said all kinds of really positive things about the economy out of Donald Trump. I had Obama come out, and he basically said, well, you know, she's okay.
She's still blaming Biden for it all.
Well, so is Nancy.
Had the president gotten out sooner, there may have been other candidates in the race. Kamala, I think, still would have won, but she may have been stronger having taken her case to the public sooner.
Well, she knew. Nancy knew. Kamala knew. They worked with the guy every day. They knew he was cognitively impaired, and yet they didn't do anything until the polls. They had internal polls showing that Trump would have won the Electoral College with 400 votes if Biden stayed in the office.
Yeah, so on that basis, Kamala did pretty well. On that basis. So there's a difference between, look, a W is a W and a loss is a loss. So, you know, it is about time to move on. But the Democrats will not allow this to go away. They still try to figure out exactly who they can blame, who will simply say, yeah, okay, it was my fault. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp first thing in the morning? I love that sound, man. Or maybe you're missing parts of your favorite song, or maybe it's a loved one and she or he are missing parts of conversations they're having with you. Now, losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for 45 years plus. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area, 410-944-3100, online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple of years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the backup is there, 895 southbound, just slowing at O'Donnell Street. They're actually going into the tunnel on 895, but you'll have the brake lights and you'll be slow, and then it's actually pretty much involved from there all the way down through the tunnel and to the toll plaza at Child Street. The traffic northbound on 895 looks good. I see a police car on the right side of the plaza with traffic getting by. Looks like they're going to probably have to stay out of the right side of the toll plaza northbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny today, and it's going to be pretty nice. 73 overnight, clear, windy because of a cold front moving through, 47. And tomorrow will be a breezy and sunny and 58. Right now, 57 in Dundalk, 55 under mostly cloudy skies in Ellicott City. Russell in Beemore. Good morning.
Morning, Russ.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. We're fine, sir.
Good. I'm glad. I would like to say that Nancy Pelosi, Slow Joe, and Communist Harris are to be charged with treason, not holding up the Constitution of the United States. And these people that have suffered from these illegal aliens, their assets should be frozen and distributed to those families.
I think there have been some discussion about, Trump and Holman are going to focus on the criminal element first.
Yeah.
And then how do you get the 15 million or whatever it is, whatever the number is, out? You'd have to use a combination of E-Verify, tax on remittance, or, as you point out, freezing assets so they can't send them back to their home countries. Mm-hmm. And that they would self-deport. I don't know. I don't think we've ever done that before. But I hear what you're saying, Russell. And, yeah, I mean, you can't. These are ill-gotten gains. These people have violated, broke into the country, violated our laws. They were aided and abetted by Biden and Harris and Mayorkas et al.
About 10 years ago, during an economic slowdown in the Washington, D.C. area, there weren't enough open jobs for all the illegals who were there, and they did begin to self-deport. Look, there's a way of encouraging people to simply go home, and that is institute universal E-Verify. And again, my proposal is if you don't want to use E-Verify and you're caught hiring an illegal, it's going to cost you $25,000 per incident. If you use E-Verify, you're indemnified against that. That would be enough of an encouragement, I think, to people say, I'll use E-Verify, and why risk the $25,000?
It'd be interesting if Republicans get the House, and it looks like they will. If they're going to resurrect their immigration bill, which was at H.R. 2, whatever
H.R. 2, yeah.
If they resurrect that and get that passed and signed by the president, maybe that is in there as well. So we'll see. In CD2 here in Maryland, April McLean Delaney has been declared the winner by AP Saturday night. They're still counting votes here in this state, believe it or not. Mail-in ballots, provisional ballots. Here we are now, almost a week after the election. And looking in the blue states of Maryland and in California and in Washington, Joe Kent did lose his race out there, sadly, an American hero. But Neil Parrott is now trailing by 8,700 votes in the 6th Congressional District. And again, as we've seen, Carrie Lake is because we'll talk about her a little bit later on, she's struggling in Arizona once again because 12,000 mail-in ballots were dumped overnight in several in Yuma County and Maricopa County. And these counties that are big blue counties, all of a sudden they find ballots. Here's the thing. Mitch McConnell did not spend a cent on Carrie Lake in Arizona. Not one dime. Or Sam Brown in Nevada. Now, Sam Brown lost to Jackie Rosen in Nevada, and it looks like Carrie Lake has got a difficult path. But Mitch McConnell, he spent money on Larry Hogan.
Yeah, well, that indicates,
thinking that was going to be the seat.
Yeah, that indicates, I think, pretty clearly where McConnell's philosophy lies as well, right. That he does not believe in "Make America Great Again." He, as it, you know, thinks he's a get along kind of guy.
Oh, he hates MAGA. He hates Trump, and he hates MAGA. And we'll see if his lieutenants Thune and Cornyn are successful for the majority leader race. We'll get into that at 7:35 this morning. But here's interesting: the Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter has got a piece this morning saying that Trump did actually move the needle in Maryland.
Yeah.
Now, it's not
every county.
Every county. And in the presidential race, she beat him by 23. Yeah, that's bad. But Biden beat him by 33.
Yeah.
Okay. And in every county, the red counties got redder. And some of the blue counties, he moved it to the. In 48 states in this country, 48 including Maryland, Trump moved the state more center right. Think about that. That's a 50-state strategy. Think about the overall long-term effects. Interestingly enough, I had a conversation on X with Scott Pressler, who did amazing work in Pennsylvania, and he's going to come on the air in the coming days or weeks as soon as we can clear a schedule. And he's talking about doing the same thing in Maryland that he did in Pennsylvania, get more Republicans registered. And again, to get first thing is you got to get people registered. Then you got to get them out vote. In two years, I hate to say this because we finished an election, but you have to understand the battle that is to come in the House in 2026. That's what we got to be focused on right now. That's where we got to raise money. That's where we got to get these people registered, and we got to recruit and find good MAGA America First candidates that can win these races.
Yeah.
And Scott Pressler says he's willing to come to Maryland and help. Because remember, he did clean up the trash in Baltimore, so now it's time to take out the trash.
That's right. Time to take it. Not recycling, it's simply trash time.
All right, it's coming up on 7 o'clock up next. The View plays the blame game. We'll take a look at the Senate Majority Leader race and your MAGA update as well on this Monday morning, Veterans Day at 7 o'clock.
WCVM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Known as an uncompromising and outspoken champion of border security, Tom Homan is President-elect Trump's choice for border czar in the new administration, and Mr. Trump confirms it. Homan had served as acting ICE director during the first Trump presidency. The president-elect has reportedly chosen his ambassador to the UN. New York GOP Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is in line for the job, according to multiple media reports. And Mr. Trump's various legal challenges, well, they appear to be melting away in the face of his resounding election victory.
Trump's win last week not only will send him back to the White House, it's paving the way for the dropping of various legal charges against him. The special counsel charged Trump last year with 2020 election interference and illegally possessing classified documents. But Jack Smith's team has been evaluating how to wind down those two federal cases before the president-elect takes office. There's a long-standing Justice Department policy that says sitting presidents cannot be prosecuted. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is an especially solemn day at Arlington National Cemetery. It's Veterans Day.
We have about 18 million veterans in the United States today. Most are male, and of course, a large, more than half of them, are over age 65 because of, you know, the past wars that we've been engaged in.
Military Affairs Analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Today, President Biden will participate in the traditional wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington. President Biden will host President-elect Trump at the White House on Wednesday. Mr. Biden will reportedly urge Mr. Trump to continue funding the war in Ukraine. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up 198 points, and NASDAQ futures 53 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial #250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
7:03 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
895 is still a bit slow. It's moving, but slow and bogged down just a little bit there right at O'Donnell Street going into the southbound tunnel. Northbound heads up. There's a police car on the right side of the toll plaza on 895 as you're coming up from the Steel Bridge and into the plaza. It's not a big deal right now, but yeah, I think you have one lane to the right to get around it. Otherwise, just stay into the center of the toll plaza northbound. There's a new minor wreck in Howard County. Busy area eastbound Route 100 at Snowden River Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
With sun breaking through this afternoon and winds increasing out of the west, the high should hit 73 degrees. Tonight, clear, windy, and cooler behind your front with a low of 47, and the dry weather for Tuesday and Wednesday with sunshine each afternoon as high temperatures top out in the mid to upper 50s. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures right now look for a warm day today. Now, right now you're taking a look at around 56 degrees in Pikesville and downtown Baltimore. Right now it's 61 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore City Police investigating the circumstances that led to the death of a Department of Public Works employee Friday. Timothy Cartwell sustained fatal injuries when he became trapped between a garbage truck and a wooden light pole in a Baker Street alleyway. Cartwell was taken to Shock Trauma, where he later died as a result of his injuries. Cartwell's death marks the second time that a DPW worker has died on the job in just over 3 months. Baltimore police are taking a look at a 40-year-old man who was injured after a Sunday night shooting in Baltimore. City police say the victim turned up at a hospital around 8:30 last night. Multiple gunshot wounds to the body. He is listed in stable condition. Police have not determined where the shooting happened. Sunday night's incident followed a series of weekend shootings that left one person dead, at least six injured across the city. Firefighters suffered minor injuries battling a Harford County wildfire Saturday. Fire broke out along Amos Lane in Darlington and burned several acres. The fire was reportedly discovered by a DeMarva technician. Investigators believe a downed power line on Exelon property may have started the fire. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has now awarded a $33.5 million contract to Curtis Maritime Corporation for the dredging of the Baltimore Harbor and its channels. It's 7:05 on WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number from last night was 394, and your pick 4 was 9258. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
This is Pastor Dave Lewis at the Cumhill Bible Presbyterian Church for the Moment of Truth. Veterans Day is a day that we set aside in our nation to honor those who have served their country in military service, recognizing them as the front line in keeping America free. We remember those who have defended America in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard, as well as the Merchant Marines, the Reserves, and the National Guard during times of war, as well as the Space Force. From the War for Independence to Afghanistan and Iraq, the brave men and women who served to keep the rest of us free deserve recognition from all of us. Patriotism should rise above politics, meaning thanks should be given to those who have served as Republicans, Democrats, and Independents alike. I pray that the sacrifices made by so many will not go unrewarded. History will be the final judge, and I pray that it will be kind to our cause. I also pray that God will protect and preserve each one who wears or has worn the uniform and will also be merciful to America, keeping us safe and free. This is Pastor David Lewis of the Moment of Truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Steeler Week circa 2024 begins today. Ravens receiver Deontay Johnson played 5 years for Pittsburgh and recalled what the games were like.
Just how hard we compete against each other, and getting football out, just making plays and everybody tackling. It's a big rivalry game, so just being on this side now, it's different. So.
All-time, Pittsburgh leads the series 35-25, 3-1 in postseason. This one now for first place in the AFC North. Stick a fork in the Cowboys, the sportscaster said gleefully.
Able to shake off the pressure, fires to the end zone, and it's caught by Dallas Goedert.
Jim Nance with a call on CBS. Minus Dak Prescott, America's team crushed by Philly at home. 34-6, the final. Dallas now 3-6. They've lost four games in a row, including a 47-9 at-home loss to the Lions 4 weeks ago. Elsewhere, the Steelers gritted out a 28-27 win over the Commanders in the final 2.5 minutes, and the Chiefs remain unbeaten at the buzzer.
What's the kick to win it?
Kevin Harlan with the call on CBS, looking for a three-peat now. Kansas City is 9-0, 16-14 over the Broncos. NBA, the Magic big over the Wiz, 121-94. Joey Logano wins in Vegas for his third NASCAR title. Coming up at 7:35, Sprechen Sie Deutsch? And that is Stein on Sports.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Anchors away.
Salute to the Navy vets.
Yeah. To all our Navy veterans, it's a happy Veterans Day. And again, we salute veterans today that are with us.
Yeah.
The veterans who are
today
alive.
Today is the day, folks.
Today is the day. Memorial Day is when we remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, the fallen. But for those veterans still with us, and thank God they are, thank you for your service. From everybody here at The Morning Drive and WCBM. Coming up, your top stories this hour.
Later on this hour, you'd be amazed at how well the pollsters think they did this election cycle.
Nobody's picking up the phone. Nobody wants to tell us what they think. I think pollsters actually did pretty good this time around.
Yeah, right. Senate Majority Leader race is on.
Now, how do we get Trump's agenda done? How do we get his nominees done? How do we codify his executive orders? That's what's up for this leadership race right now. So,
but you know, one of the things that's fun to do after an election like this, it's fun to go back and look at it again and again and again. And actually, is there are moments on The View during the past handful of days that have been absolutely choice, with you know at least one voice there. It's interesting, Sarah Haynes trying to make some sense and trying to make a logical argument, or at least understand what the hell happened. I mean, she can take it from the Democrat point of view, but I have to understand what occurred on Election Day.
Don't have value in the society.
They
if you don't
sounded
have a college
that way,
degree.
But when you look at the proof,
but Joy, no it's condescending. It's condescending.
Condescending?
The way that the left speaks to its voters, it really
you
is
a message of joy and inclusiveness.
No, the message of not being educated, being America. Dumb, and what's wrong with America.
Who said that?
Sonny just did.
Sonny just did. The woman sitting here next to me, she's the one who said that, and liberals all across the country said that. It gets to a deeper issue we can get into later on the show, and that is the Democrats, the liberal left, has had this kind of arrogance about we are morally superior. Let us talk down to you from our ivory tower where we shall impart wisdom onto the dumb masses. And that means that the working man, the working woman, and any conservative in this country has felt, well, wow, we're not one of you, are we? And it came and it bit him in the butt this time around. Just it was an amazing moment to see. But Syrians went on. She said she's going to try to make sense of this. Try to say, hey, at least look at it for what it was.
My point is, I don't blame Joe Biden. I don't blame Kamala Harris. Go back as far as you want. I blame a messaging within the Democratic Party.
You don't blame the Republican Party
at all? Can I just finish my point, please? The bigger question should be, yes, Sonny, why did they vote for him?
Yes.
In sweeping...
So they should be introspective.
No, we need to be introspective.
Yeah, you guys, you're right. You do need... And then final cut. Listen to Sonny Hostin chime in the middle of this response.
We talk a lot about these different demographics and these assumptions of where they're going to go. Latinos in Texas, a district that's 97% Latino, went 75 percentage points for Donald Trump. Why?
Misogyny.
On the border. The border crisis is on their doorstep.
So,
and they were begging people to care about it for years. We need to take some lessons.
That's what that was.
The lessons are not...
Racism and misogyny.
Chuck went to a parlor once called misogyny.
Yeah, massage your niece.
Yeah, it's for the the overnight special.
7:13 right now. Talk, which means, by the way, here's a bed. Sleep on it. See you in 8 hours. 7:13 traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
How much is that special, by the way?
For you, it's free.
Yeah.
You know, I just indoctrinated one of my friends into the IBF over the weekend. He was telling me some stories about his golf things, and I said, wait a minute, put your hand out. You are now in the International Brotherhood of Freeloaders.
Yeah. Always expanding.
Absolutely. The inner loop coming up to I-70, I don't know why, because the camera's not looking where it should be, but there was a slowdown there. They were pretty much stopped right at I-70. Now it's moving again. Only takes just a broken down vehicle. There's a little something there around Security Boulevard. Slow us up. So if you're coming up from Route 40 through I-70 and then towards Liberty Road, that's the reason for the brake lights there. Everybody else is doing fine. Get a little concerned about the JFX. Even with light traffic, the roadway is still wet from the rain early this morning, so you're fine south of Ruxton Road, but you really have to watch it because once we get south of Northern Parkway, you know, it goes whoop, 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 whoop and comes all the way down to Druid Park Lake Drive.
It goes what? It goes what? Okay.
That means it curves right, curves left, curves right.
Oh, yeah.
The wreck. Sorry, I lost my mind for a minute. The wreck is eastbound Route 100 at Snowden River Parkway in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be sunny today and 73, clear and windy. Tonight's low 47, sunny, dry, and breezy tomorrow. Cooler, 58 for the high. Right now we're at 59 and windy in Stevensville and 55, mostly cloudy in Bel Air. Time for our MAGA movement update.
Fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
Yeah, and our MAGA update, we have got, in a moment, we'll continue to detail the Trump plan on the deep state and how he's going to right the ship. But the Trump effect is already in place. 5 days after winning the 2024 election, we now have a border czar in Tom Homan. Mm-hmm. The first female chief of staff has been appointed, Susie Wiles. New York City is stopping giving debit cards to illegals. U.S. companies are bringing production home. The stock market hitting an all-time high late last week. Bitcoin hitting all-time highs. The newest migrant caravan now is breaking up. A gutter agrees to evict Hamas leaders. Hamas wants an immediate end to the war in Gaza. The Taliban now claims to want a new chapter. China wants peaceful coexistence. Russia is ready to speak with the United States, and Putin says he will not abandon the U.S. dollar. EU wants to buy U.S. gas, not Russian gas. Ukraine leaders in talks with Trump, and Elon was on the call with Zelensky last week. Trump will still be president-elect for about 71 more days, but imagine. Already beginning.
Yeah.
It's already beginning. Here's his plan, again, a 10-point plan to dismantle the deep state, point number one.
Here's my plan to dismantle the deep state and reclaim our democracy from Washington corruption once and for all. And corruption it is. First, I will immediately reissue my 2020 executive order restoring the president's authority to remove rogue bureaucrats and I will wield that power very aggressively.
Indeed he does, and he also has a plan on what to do with the fourth branch of government known as the intelligence community.
Second, we will clean out all of the corrupt actors in our national security and intelligence apparatus, and there are plenty of them. The departments and agencies that have been weaponized will be completely overhauled so that faceless bureaucrats will never again be able to target and persecute conservatives, Christians, or the left's political enemies, which they're doing now at a level that nobody can believe even possible.
Yeah, and that has to be dealt with, no doubt. Now that we have a Borders Iron Tom Holman and Susie Wiles is the chief of staff, we need what I'm calling the emissary position or deputy chief of staff. This is the person that will speak for the president in dealing with Congress and dealing with foreign leaders. And the only thing he or she will be concerned with is making sure the president's position and his agenda is protected at all times. Mm-hmm. And that person could be a Ben Carson or maybe even a Donald Trump Jr.
When my father decided to choose Susie Wiles to be his White House chief of staff, I think Susie's been incredible. She's a no-drama individual. She understands my father. She lets him be him.
Yeah, and Don Jr. says that America first should be first and foremost.
I think we have an opportunity now to put together a coalition of people that are truly America first, that don't believe they know more than the duly elected president of the United States, people who aren't sort of the self-appointed gatekeepers.
Yeah. And the other is that when you look at it right now, of course, that's the reason why Nikki Haley and Mike Pompeo are not. They were told thanks but no thanks by Trump over the weekend. Tulsi Gabbard says she would be honored to serve in a Trump administration.
If he asked me to serve in a position where I feel I can be effective to help him carry out his objectives, of course, I'd be honored to do that.
Meanwhile, Trump wrote a resignation letter to McDonald's. This is a classic. Please accept this letter as formal notice of my resignation from my position at McDonald's effective Monday, January 20th, 2025. I want to thank you for the opportunity to be part of such an iconic American brand. The experience has been invaluable, and I'm grateful for the skills I've developed, which I believe will serve me well in future endeavors. I'm committed to ensuring a smooth transition during my remaining time here. Please let me know how I can assist in finding and training my replacement or in any other capacity to help maintain the high standards of service at our location.
He wants another set of fries. That's all. He wants a big fry.
He also had a great troll is offering to help the Democrats pay off Kamala Harris's campaign debt with his leftover campaign fund. She raised $1 billion and has $20 million in debt. Did you know she had to pay Oprah for her endorsement?
$1 million per time.
$1 million. Boy, that's a real passionate Democrat, isn't it? Somebody really believes in the cause. And for American women, you got to be paid $1 million to come out and endorse Kamala Harris.
About Oprah's character, by the way.
Bingo.
Yeah, think of what it says about, I mean, she gets up there and, oh, it's Oprah. You know, she's sincere. She's genuine.
She's sincere
and genuine for $1 million.
Lady Gaga had to be paid. Bruce Springsteen had to be paid. These are such wonderful Democrats that some of them are now threatening to leave the country. Maybe if you pay them, they'll leave the country. How about that?
Was it Jack Kent Cook, I think, owned the Redskins for a while?
Yes.
And was it Allen who was the coach? And Jack Kent Cook says something like, I gave him an unlimited budget and he's already exceeded it.
Right.
So that's the story of this campaign right here.
71 days until President-elect Trump is inaugurated.
Macho, macho man, yeah. I've got to be a macho man. Macho, macho man, hey, I've got to be a macho.
We were a great nation and soon we will be a great nation again.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor Radio Show and Podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns, and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor, go talk to your broker, ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off really that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning, we're talking about taxes, we're talking about your investments, because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, I think it was just this weekend my wife was saying, you know, she said two things to me, Sean. She said, Bruce, you've got to listen more. I don't remember the other thing. 723 traffic with the three truck. I meant to listen. I forgot.
Okay. Listen to this.
Yes.
That police car still there on the right side of the toll plaza, 895 northbound. So when you get right there coming up from the Steel Bridge, you'll have one single lane to the right. Everybody else is kind of staying to the center of the plaza. I don't know if it's a broken down vehicle or a minor wreck, but they're looking at it, and you'll see it. Plenty of advance warning on the northbound side. The inner loop at I-70, whatever that was, corrected itself. We're back to normal. There is some slowing on the inner loop now towards Green Spring. The roadways are wet. The outer loop at Hartford Road, a little slow there as well. So continue to watch your speed. One minor wreck, Howard County towards Columbia at Route 100 at Snowden River Parkway. That's been within the last 30 minutes or so. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather Channel says sunny today and a high of 73, clear, windy, and 47 tonight. Right now it is 57, partly cloudy in the city, 58 under cloudy skies in Annapolis. Coming up at 7:35, Mitch McConnell's secret coup to derail Trump and install a rhino Senate majority leader. And at 7:55, Democrats continue to ask why.
Yeah.
What happened?
What happened? Tim Walz and Gwen Walz, well, they have both spoken now post-election.
Look, folks, I just want to acknowledge the moment. It's hard. It's hard to lose. It's hard to understand while so many of our fellow citizens, people that we have fought so long and hard for, wound up choosing the other path.
You better take a long, fat look in the mirror.
Yeah. So there you have Tim Walz. Just can't understand why these people that we've worked hard for don't appreciate us, those stupid people. And then Gwen Walz, it turns out she's just as cringy as Tim.
As long as I'm governor of Minnesota, we will protect a woman's right to make her own health care decisions.
Social justice, 1, 2, 3.
As long as I am governor of Minnesota, we will welcome immigrants with gratitude.
Social justice, 1, 2, 3.
That's Tim Walz. Now, his wife, she sounds...
It was identifying as Gwen.
Identifying as Gwen.
Here's the thing, and Kamala said this.
Yeah.
Sometimes that fight takes longer than we thought.
Follow along here.
And sometimes there are roadblocks and boulders and fences without gates.
What? What the hell are you talking about?
Really, seriously.
These people are insane.
I have no idea what she was saying there. I'm just completely lost in the weeds. Sometimes there are boulders and rocks and fences without gates. And sometimes there are gates with no fence around it, but you have to wait to go through the gate, or it's Friday. Truly, I'm just absolutely clueless. Now,
but you know, so sad. These are people that are elected to the highest positions of power to run states and to run governments and so on and so forth. And it's just sad that again we're not getting the best.
No, we're not. However, one of the best around is Jeff Dunham and his puppet Walter. Walter, of course, once again channeling his inner Biden.
Hello, fellow Americans. What? Oh, okay, sorry. Hello, fellow... What? Here? I don't see the words. Where are the damn words? Oh, there they are. Okay, here. I got it. Hello, fellow Americans. It's me, Joe Biden, your president of the United States of America. As you know, it's an important time for our county. What? Our country. Erection Day. Election Day. Sorry, completely different. Not as fun. Election Day. So don't forget to get out and exercise your rights as Armenians. Americans! What the hell? Who wrote this? Anyway, get out and do the thing with the thing. You know the thing, how it goes. Elect with the election thing. What? Oh, yeah, vote. Get out and vote. Vote for elections.
He's hilarious. That's like half of that bit. The whole thing, it's a bit too long for morning radio. But it just absolutely, I'll find a bit again. I'll post it on Bruce and Brian. You guys can check it out later.
He is funny. No doubt. All right, coming up next, what should happen for Senate Majority Leader?
Yeah.
The establishment, the swamp, trying to establish themselves. And as Mitch McConnell has retired from there'll be a big election on Wednesday. We'll go over the possibilities and what will happen next.
Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Now, both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing and great financing is available. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions 410-766-8500 or online you'll find them at gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions 410-686-6700 or online jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Don't forget we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News at 410-922-6680 or 1-800-WCBM-680 at 730. Latest news headlines with Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. 40-year-old man injured after a Sunday night shooting in Baltimore. City police say the victim turned up at a hospital around 8:30 last night with multiple gunshot wounds to the body. He is listed in stable condition. Police have not determined where the shooting happened. Sunday night's incident followed a series of weekend shootings that left one person dead, at least six injured across the city. First woman ever to serve as Baltimore City Council President died yesterday at the age of 83, Mary Pat Clark. She was one of the good ones. She passed away peacefully, surrounded by family, after a brief illness. Brandon Scott says Clark was a trailblazer, fighter, and impeccable public servant. He says Baltimore is a better place because she lived here and, quote, dedicated her life to serving all of us, and for that, we as a city are eternally grateful. City Council President-elect Zeke Cohen says Clark's decades of selfless service to the city yielded incredible results for children, workers, and families. Several Maryland Board of Election officials received other bomb threats in the days following the general election. The state's elections administrator posted a message on X Friday saying there is zero tolerance for threats against election officials, and canvassing will take place despite these cowardly threats. And Baltimore City police are investigating the circumstances that led to the death of a Department of Public Works employee on Friday. Timothy Cartwell sustained a fatal injury when he became trapped between a garbage truck and a wooden light pole in a Baker Street alleyway. Cartwell taking the shock trauma, he later died as a result of his injuries. His death marks the second time that a DPW worker has died on the job in just the last 3 months. 7:42 right now. 7:32 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM coming up in 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Milestones are important moments in all of our lives that bring our family together or at times test their strength. What milestones are you celebrating this year? Are you a new grandparent, recently married? Newly retired? Whatever goals you've achieved, now's the time to protect them. Stouffer Legal is here to help ensure you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our valuable estate planning insights can help protect and preserve what's most important to you. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Our experienced attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives. We look forward to hearing from you and learning more about your family's story. Learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at PlanBaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's PlanBaltimore.com. PlanBaltimore.com or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Pick three lottery number from last night, 394. Your pick 4-9258. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's some slowing on the bottom end of the JFX. There's an accident around the curve at the Guilford Avenue ramp. So that's the last curve after Penn Station. And there was a report of some road blockage there. So I'm looking at the camera here at North Avenue, and it's backed up right there. So you have a couple of options. You have the ramp to Mount Royal Avenue. You have Maryland Avenue, St. Paul Street. You can use all of those to get into the downtown area and get away from the backup. The tail end of this might be back towards Druid Park Lake Drive. There was also a report the last couple of minutes, a new wreck on the BW Parkway in the area at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
With sun breaking through this afternoon and winds increasing out of the west, the high should hit 73 degrees. Tonight, clear, windy, and cooler behind your front with a low of 47. And then dry weather for Tuesday and Wednesday with sunshine each afternoon as high temperatures top out in the mid to upper 50s. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. At Blindster, we offer custom-made faux wood and real wood blinds and shutters, cellular shades, Roman shades, bamboo shades, exterior shades, and more, all at factory direct prices. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, you can smell it in the air. Steelers week gets underway today with first place up for grabs. Steelers come in at 7-2, the Ravens at 7-3. This game was on the minds of the Ravens right after the Thursday night win over Cincinnati. Here's outside linebacker Trenton Simpson.
Yeah, man, I'm excited, man. I'm going to take these couple days to get my body right, and I'm ready to go watch film. I'll wake up tomorrow and start watching film, bro. It's going to be a great game. It's a great opponent. Much respect. We're going to get ready for a great challenge. We're going to get ready as a team, and we'll be ready.
Other Ravens news, according to Sports Illustrated, Albert Breer, Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta offered a third-round pick to the New Orleans Saints in exchange for four-time Pro Bowl cornerback Marshon Lattimore and nearly had a deal in place with the Miami Dolphins to bring back six-time Pro Bowl defensive end Calais Campbell. But it fell through late. Campbell stayed put. Lattimore now with the Commanders. Three draft picks Washington gave to New Orleans. Monday football fun fact, I should say. Commanders had turned the ball over just three times in their first nine games. That's the least amount of turnovers in nine games since turnovers started to be tracked back in 1933. Well, yesterday they turned it over twice, and they lost to the Steelers in the final 2 minutes, 28-27. Joe Flacco did no favors for Baltimore yesterday.
Flacco to the air, and he's picked off. Taron Johnson. Johnson on the return. Johnson at the 10. Johnson at the 5. Takes it in.
Andrew Catalan had the call on CBS. Flacco threw three picks in all. The Bills beat the Colts 30-20, winning their fifth game in a row and running their record to 8-2, second best in the AFC behind only the unbeaten Kansas City Chiefs. Local college football over the weekend. Maryland drops to 4-5 on the season, 39-18 the final, to the number one Oregon Ducks. Despite the loss, wide receiver Ty Felton ties the school record for most catches in a season with 80. Navy broke a two-game losing streak with a 28-7 win at South Florida. Sets up a huge game at home next week against Tulane. The Mids still in the hunt for the conference title. Towson over Hampton, 27-10. Morgan State turns back Del State, 36-28. D3 ball, Hopkins wins a share of the Centennial Conference title, secures an NCAA bid, 30-0 over Dickinson. Stevenson back in the win column, 56-17 over Misericordia. And number 7, Salisbury, remains unbeaten, 69-13 over McDaniel. The Seagulls are now 9-0. High school football playoffs, MIAA B Conference, Curley over Severn, 23-10. Pilate over St. Paul's, 31-0. A Conference results, McDonough 21, Calvert Hall 10, and Spalding with another shutout, their 8th in their last 9 games, 38-0 over Mount St. Joe, setting up a McDonough-Spalding rematch for the A-Conference title. The Caps rocked out in St. Louis on Saturday night.
Stroll gets away from his check. Protas, one touch. Ovechkin, score! Beautiful passing play, and Ovechkin rips the top corner.
Joe Beninati had the call on Monumental, one of two on the night for the Grade 8. Connor McMichael tallied two as well. Caps beat St. Louis 8-1 the final. The time now, 7:37. When we return, sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
So, Sean, you don't like the early morning Sunday football games from New York?
Only because it reminds me when I was in radio out west, the games would come on at 10 o'clock, and you just kind of lose the feel. I mean, it's like too early. You know, you're not getting up going to the bar to watch the game or whatever the case
You don't have the Bloody Mary in the morning,
Bruce?
You don't have the Bloody Mary in the morning?
No. Well, Sean was busy hanging out on the Yellowstone Ranch with Beth Dutton. So, I get that.
Well, I would do that, too. But the reason why I bring that up is because yesterday they did have a European game. It was in Germany, actually. And the Panthers somehow beat the Giants in a game that probably nobody watched. But what happened was the referee, Ed Hockley, or I should say Sean Hockley, the son of Ed Hockley, was the referee in the game. And he kind of turned on the German fans by announcing this penalty in German.
No. Verstand, Angriff.
Oh.
Fünfjahr Strafen. It's by the center. It's third down.
So basically what he was saying was false start against the offense. It's a 5-yard penalty. It'll be first down. Now, this isn't the first time.
It would be impressive if he did it all game. He did it once, right?
He did it once, and I'm sure he practiced that. He knew that that penalty was eventually going to be called. But here's the point. That wasn't the first time that a Hockley called a penalty in a foreign language. You remember his father, Ed Hockley, he of the muscles,
yes,
right, the arm muscles, did this when the game was in Mexico.
Falta personnel, la ofensiva, número 75, segundo down.
That is a personal foul penalty, and that was in Spanish. So, like father, like son, the Hockey Leagues decide to go international.
Roger Goodell must have been eating it up, let me tell you.
Loved it.
All right, Gary, thanks. 7:39.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing an expansion team in Mexico City.
Okay, I would.
Huh? Yeah. Why? Case closed.
Why? Because, first off, they've allowed this invasion of the United States to occur. And you don't reward them with an NFL franchise if they've allowed drugs and illegal guns and these criminals into our country. That's why.
Well, you want to have one in Canada then? I'd like to expand the league.
Well, expand the league. Yeah, they're going to. Well, they can expand the league to U.S. cities.
They got plenty of U.S. cities.
Yeah.
St. Louis.
Right.
San Diego.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, St. Louis didn't support the team when it was there. Same with San Diego. The problem is, you know, it's once bitten, twice shy for the NFL. You're going to have to convince people that it's actually worth putting a team back in there.
Well, I'll see you're once bitten, twice shy and offer you third times the charm.
Okay, then.
All right, settled.
You won.
7:40. 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. The Senate Majority Leader position is not a constitutional position. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say there has to be a Senate Majority Leader, other than the Vice President of the United States presides over the affairs
Correct.
Of the Senate.
And breaks ties when necessary.
Swears people in, will break a tie if necessary, but also basically runs the business of the Senate. That's the Vice President's role. Over the years, that has been kind of bastardized into this, we have to have one of our own, because the Senate passes its own rules, and that's what this is. It's a rule that a Senate Majority Leader leader will be selected by the Senate, with the majority party being the majority leader. And, of course, this Wednesday now, there's going to be an election between a couple of swampy rhinos, John Thune and John Cornyn and Rick Scott. Here's what Thune said, his message to Donald Trump on with Joe Kernan on Squawk Box on CNBC.
Is President-elect Trump involved in, does he have a chosen preference in the Senate? Do you know, Senator? And will that come into play?
I don't know that he does. I'm staying in regular contact with him and with his team. And, you know, obviously, if he wants to, he could exert a considerable amount of influence on that. But honestly, I think my preference would be, and I think it's probably in his best interest to stay out of that. These secret ballot elections are probably best left to senators, and he's got to work with all of us when it's all said and done. But yep. Whatever he decides to do, that's going to be his prerogative, as we know.
Message to Trump, butt out. Oh, by the way, it's a secret. It's a secret ballot. We don't have the stones to put our votes on the record. Here's Senator Scott, who's running for that position.
Now, how do we get Trump's agenda done? How do we get his nominees done? How do we codify his executive orders? That's what's up for this leadership race right now. So I'm running to change. We've got to have a big change. We got almost $36 trillion worth of debt, 100,000 people dying of fentanyl or drug overdoses, open border, work military. We have got to change the way the Senate is run to get Trump's agenda done.
The reasons why Thune and Cornyn should not be allowed to run, they were J6ers. They excoriated Trump over that. They're war pigs. Okay. They love to go to war. Mm-hmm. Okay. They've made uncomplimentary comments about Trump in the past. I like Senator Mike Lee's suggestion. John Adams did it. Of course, there was no Senate Majority Leader position there, but he ran the Senate. Why not?
YVP.
Why not J.D. Vance? Why not J.D. Vance? Let him run the Senate instead of a Senate Majority Leader. Of course, it'll never happen, but I think it's a great
suggestion. Maybe, but by the way, Rick Scott also went after Trump after January 6th.
Yeah,
he called
them
thugs, and they should be held to the highest extent possible, which I think they've done.
That's another reason why J.D. Vance should be.
I don't like Rick Scott either.
Yeah.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, 83, bottom end of the JFX. Looks a little better now. We had a wreck about 15 minutes ago that was in the area of the Guilford Avenue ramp, and we were backed up to the North Avenue ramp, and now that backup is gone. So that would indicate that they had the vehicles off the roadway and probably onto the shoulder southbound. We're a little bit lighter today because of the Veterans Day holiday. Just made a quick check through Annapolis once again. Even the morning backup up there at I-97 and Route 32 is not there. 50 around the Severn River Bridge is open. They had the camera back on now at the bridge so we can see all of that traffic. The west side is a little bit slow as you're coming south from I-70. I think some of that is the bright sunshine right there at the ramp at Route 40. We had some slowing on the outer loop at Hartford Road. That's still there. And the inner loop at Greenspring, with the road being a little bit damp yet, is busy from Greenspring over to the JFX. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, your belts, hoses, antifreeze, and more, and have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunshine today and a high of 73. And right now, of course, it is a little cloudy. And we've got in certain parts, and then sun peeking through in Reisterstown, though, 55. And we've got some clouds in Bel Air, 57. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got five times cash, five Maryland scratch-off lottery tickets, top prize $1,000. Head over to mdlottery.com for details on how to win. Our contestant this morning is John in Baltimore. Good morning, John.
Morning, John.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Well, even though the view is a little scary, I want to be behind Chuck.
You know, that is very scary indeed.
That's very scary.
Yes. In fact, I know that it's probably one of the best costumes I've seen for Halloween.
You know you want to see it, John. Come on out and say it.
All right. Good luck to you, John. Story number one, a senior official at the COP29 Climate Summit. was caught on camera discussing how he would facilitate fossil fuel deals with the country of Azerbaijan. So this is a anti-fossil fueler cutting fossil fuel deals behind the scenes. Story two, the Mattel toy company has come under fire for packaging toys for the upcoming Wicked movie with a link to a porn site on the back of boxes.
No.
Wicked is a prequel, a spinoff of The Wizard of Oz, based on the Broadway musical, featuring the well-known Wicked Witch of the West and her good witch friend, Glinda. Movie set to premiere in theaters later this month.
Glinda was pretty hot.
Story three, over the weekend, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said, as he was attending the game in Munich, Germany, that the NFL will look to play a game in Johannesburg, South Africa in 2026, and that the league would expand to international teams by 2030 with the first World Bowl, not Super Bowl, first NFL championship envisioned to play in 2035, not on American soil. All right, those are your three stories. Climate change official caught making fossil fuel deals. Mattel's Wicked, linked to a porn site, or story three, the World Bowl by 2035. All right, we'll start with Mr. Bruce.
Only because I can pronounce Azerbaijan, I'm going to say that's fake news. And I'm going to presume that the other two then must be true.
All right, very good. Kristen.
Yeah, number one, I can absolutely believe that's leftist hypocrisy at its best. So I think that's true. And like you guys were just saying, the NFL obviously does not patriotic or loyal to Americans. So I could see that being a goal of them. So I'll say number two. I've not heard that.
Kristen goes for number two. Chuck Whitaker.
Three, please, Mr. Casey.
Oh. You're welcome, Mr. Whitaker. And John?
I actually think three is the fake story. I can't see. There's a lot of controversy from years ago with Johannesburg and South Africa. So I don't think they'll do that. They're too politically correct.
Right, so even though you wanted to follow Chuck, you now are really following Chuck.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, that could be good and bad news for you, John. Is that?
Yeah.
Is
well,
that
I'm a firefighter. I've seen a lot of bad stuff over the years.
That's nice. That's nice.
The question is, could you put out Chuck? That's the question. All right, let's get to it. Story number one is a true story.
No kidding.
Yep.
Wow.
Story
wow.
two,
wow.
the porn link on the Mattel toy company for Wicked is true. Story three.
Ooh, really good, Chuck.
No World
oh, wow.
Bowl.
Really good, John.
As of yet. Who knows?
All right, John, what do you want to tell me now, John?
Nah, I love you.
Okay. I'll take it all back.
All right, John, I'll put you in all to tell you how to get your prize. Thank you so much for playing the game. We appreciate that.
I love those firefighters, man.
Yeah, they're great. Absolutely. Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate that.
Yep.
749. By the way, a Republican internal whip count for the leadership vote Wednesday has been leaked. And this is the problem. And this is why I think Trump, you know, and as Kristen pointed out, Rick Scott, you know, he's a little bit better than the other two, but not mm-hmm. by much. Is that he needs, Cornyn's awful, Thune is probably a notch above, and Scott maybe a little bit notch above him, but Thune basically is the guy running. 42 members support Thune right now.
Already.
So the only way you can do that is to put pressure on your senator and demand they vote for the Republican of your choice, which hopefully would be J.D. Vance, because he, above all, is going to be loyal to the Trump agenda.
Well, if you, look, Thune has 42, then
it's over.
Party's
but,
over.
But a deal may be cut where Trump can say, okay, I'm okay with Thune. If Thune promises, I'm going to shepherd all your nominees through, make sure you get timely votes, and, you know, the agenda that you want that we're going to do as well. But, you know, this is what happened last time with Trump. Paul Rhino blocked everything, including the Obamacare mm-hmm. reform. So if we get another Rhino this time over in the Senate, then it could not be good, that's for sure.
Yeah.
7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. I'm going to tell you about Vinny Steele, your hometown guaranteed realty company. And Vinny, of course, is the CEO and broker, of course, of that company. And he does a fantastic job of selling your home. I think better than anybody else I've seen because of the database of 12 to 15,000, however many it is now. You know, these are buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. So before it even hits the open market, the MLS, your home could be sold. You just haven't gotten the call yet from Vinny. But people's homes sell in record time. We've had people send us testimonials. testimonials that they had their home on the market for days and weeks and months. In one case, up to one full year, they switched over to Vinny, and their home sold really within that day. It's that simple. It's that fast because of the database. It's not this, and of course his service. He's wonderful. It comes out, you sit down, talk about the asking price and time frame, and once you agree on both, sign on the dotted line, that's guaranteed to sell. It's he offers that guarantee and honors it, and that's the best way to sell your home. So it takes all that headache and all that aggravation out of your hands. Vinny will do it all. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515.
Hey, it's Kim. Well, I gave it my best shot, and I'm disappointed with the result, but I'm happy to be back on the air with WCBM starting Monday, November 11th from 9 to noon weekdays. Join me for Kim Klasick Live as we discuss the most important local and national issues of the day, from Maryland's exploding juvenile crime epidemic to how the incoming Trump administration plans to turn the country around. So I'm glad to be back home on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Veterans Day. That is, you know what theme song that is too?
Space Force.
Space Force. It is. Semper Supra is the name of their theme. So that was created under the Trump administration, the U.S. Space Force. He was mocked for that. But now, of course, people are singing a different tune.
Yeah. Because, that tune, actually.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. You picked up on that so quick. I know. I was impressed.
Well, you know, I study at the feet of the master here.
You know, some of the building are calling you One-Eyed Jack now.
Yes. Well, before you know, you and Stein were saying hi patches every time I'm singing the old Dickie Lee song. 753, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
All you got to do, take him out, poke him in his good eye.
Thanks, bud.
I'm just pointing that out.
Thanks.
Just in case somebody wants to take you down.
Yes.
No offense. JFX southbound North Avenue. The pace is good again. There was a wreck earlier at the Guilford Avenue ramp. That's gone. So we're back to normal there. No delays right now. Doing fine going into both the harbor tunnels and that earlier police activity, which was northbound at the toll plaza at the old harbor tunnel, has also cleared. So very nice there right now. It looks like the ramp is a little bit slow here. 95 south coming off to the ramp at Russell Street. That ramp ultimately takes you down to the BW Parkway, but 95 and 395 right there at Camden Yards, all the lanes are clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with One Eye Johnson with traffic and weather first. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If I had half a brain.
Weather Channel forecast.
Yeah, sure.
Sunny today, 73, and then we got a cold front moving through. Windy and 47 tonight. Much cooler tomorrow. It'll be breezy and 58. Sunny, dry, and only 54 by Wednesday. Partly cloudy, 58 in Parkville, and clouds in 58 in Arnold. And at 7:55, you're on the morning drive. Coming up at the top of the hour, Brandon Scott says the United States doesn't deserve black women.
Okay.
We'll tell you why. He'll tell you why.
Yeah, all right. Fine. One of the things that we observed during this particular election cycle, we observed it during other election cycles as well, is the pollsters can be incredibly off base. And one of the things that happens is as the election draws near, they try to get closer to the end result so they can crow up about being right all along, quote, unquote. Of course, we have no idea if they were actually right all along or if they were jimmying up the numbers early on. One of the pollsters on the Democrat side, her name is Kristen Solis Anderson. She says, the pollsters this time, we did good. We were real, real close.
I know there are many Americans who feel surprised that Donald Trump swept all seven battleground states. But the reality is, if you looked at most of the public polling averages, they did show the race very close. Now, the polls will probably wind up being off by about 1 to 2 points undercounting Trump's vote. And that does mean we as an industry need to figure out, why do we still not get that final 2%?
I think maybe you're just not all that interested, actually. would be my suggestion. Perhaps you're quite comfortable with saying the Democrats are going to win in order to help suppress conservative vote and pump up liberal vote.
I think the media-generated polls are trash.
Yeah, absolutely.
ABC News, Washington Post, New York Times, Siena, Wall Street Journal, NBC.
These are polls they do so that they have something to report
exactly.
on.
Exactly, and it's just trash. Now, the internal research polls conducted by the campaigns, they actually have value, but they're not releasing those because they don't want to give their competitor any advantage.
Yeah, well, Kristen Soltis Anderson says that, you know what? We did really good. We should get a pat on the back by how good we were as pollsters this time.
Nobody's picking up the phone. Nobody wants to tell us what they think. I think pollsters actually did pretty good this time around.
Yeah, that actually points out one of the real problems in polling now. And argues that the way polls are being done now is kind of antiquated. I don't have a landline. Do you have a landline at home?
I do.
All right. You see, I don't have a landline. A lot of people don't have a landline. If I don't recognize a call, there's a whitelist for calling into my cell phone. So if a call comes in from some pollster, it's going to show up as spam and go straight into the spam folder. And I think that is a real problem for pollsters. I'll accept that. Which then argues, well, maybe they should stop doing these polls because they're not anywhere near accurate. And they just try to get close at the end so that they can look as if they knew what they were doing. Now, this is fascinating. Laura Baron Lopez, another lefty, she says the real problem that Kamala had, are you ready for this, Sean? The real problem is that, you know, there's an incredible right-wing bias in the media. Yeah, you heard that right. A right-wing bias in the media.
Maybe it's not so much Democrats' policies or messaging or the words that they use specifically, but there is an entire right-wing media ecosystem.
Yes.
It doesn't exist on the left.
Yes. Not,
it does not exist in the center or mainstream. Yep. And people are getting their information in very different ways now.
Yeah, this right-wing bias in the media, you see it all the time. You pick up any edition of the New York Times or Washington Post or watch MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, and you'll see that right-wing bias. Man, it's all over the place. Wow. I mean, I'm just wow. I have no other comment to make beyond that this is what they're going to do to see if they can't believe what they're selling. It's just not going to fly by me. It's that simple. Hey, listen, I want to tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser, Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for years, and they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is called Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. Now, if you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth or discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done. Have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online, CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Coming up next, Brandon Scott insults America, more Trump security concerns, and the clown car. It's 8 o'clock.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President-elect Trump wasting no time making good on his pledge to secure the nation's borders, honoring the rule of law in the process.
President-elect Donald Trump has named Tom Homan as the border czar in Trump's incoming administration. Homan served as acting U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director in Trump's previous administration. Trump has pledged to launch the largest deportation operation in U.S. history. He wrote on his Truth Social site on Sunday that in addition to Homan's overseeing the southern and northern borders and maritime and aviation security, he'll be in charge of, quote, all deportation of illegal aliens back to the country of origin, end quote. I'm Donna Water.
New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik reportedly Mr. Trump's choice for U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Speaking with the New York Post, the president-elect describing Stefanik as an incredibly strong, tough, and smart America First fighter. As those in the Democratic Party establishment point the finger of blame at each other for Kamala Harris's loss. Independent Senator Bernie Sanders says Democrats simply failed to address the concerns of most American voters.
They have a right to be angry. In the richest country in the history of the world, today the people on top are doing phenomenally well, while 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and millions of families worry that their kids are actually going to have a lower standard of living than they do.
The senator from Vermont on NBC's Meet the Press. Firefighters on the West Coast and their East Coast counterparts have been battling ferocious and deadly wildfires. The fires fueled by parched conditions and gusty winds. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures up 206 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 99 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning, it's 803, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
There is some slowing around the Beltway, the Parkville side at Hartford Road that ends at Providence Road. The inner loop at Green Spring is slow, and the west side with a combination of the heavy traffic. Still the roadway a little bit damp and some bright sunshine as you're working your way south on the Beltway and eventually down through Frederick Road. The lanes are open, doing fine right now at both the harbor tunnels. JFX looks good now from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
With sun breaking through this afternoon and winds increasing out of the west, the high should hit 73 degrees. Tonight, clear, windy, and cooler behind your front with a low of 47. And the dry weather for Tuesday and Wednesday with sunshine each afternoon as high temperatures top out in the mid to upper 50s. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 59 degrees. Ellicott City, 57 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. The first woman ever to be elected as Baltimore City Council President, Mary Pat Clark, has passed away at the age of 83. She died yesterday. Passed away peacefully, surrounded by family after a brief illness. Mayor Brandon Scott says Clark was a trailblazer, fighter, and an impeccable public servant. He says Baltimore is a better place because she lived here and dedicated her life to serving all of us. And for that, we as a city are eternally grateful. Several Maryland Board of Election officials received bomb threats in the days following the general election. The state's elections administrator has posted a message on X saying there is zero tolerance for threats against elections officials and canvassing will take place despite what's characterized as cowardly threats. 40-year-old man injured after a Sunday night shooting in Baltimore. City police say the victim turned up at a hospital around 8:30 last night. Multiple gunshot wounds to the body listed in stable condition. That, by the way, follows a series of weekend shootings that left one person dead, at least six injured across the city. And a firefighter suffered minor injuries battling a Harford County wildfire Saturday. Fire broke out along Amos Lane in Darlington, burned several acres. A fire was reportedly discovered by a DeMarva technician, and investigators believe the downed power line on Exelon property may have started the fire. It's 8:05 on WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number from last night, 394. Your pick 4, 9258. 9258. It's 8:05. Coming up next, time on sports.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the law offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So the scene is set. Steelers beat the Commanders. They're now 7-2. The Ravens beat the Bengals last Thursday night. They're 7-3. It's a first-place showdown in Pittsburgh on Sunday. Trenton Simpson was asked in the Ravens locker room if he'd speak this week with former Raven teammate and current Steeler Patrick Queen.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, he's a great guy, teammate to me, brother for life, and wish him nothing but the best. But once it's time to get in between those lines, you know, it'll be time to play ball.
Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, there were some fantastic finishes, including in Houston on a Sunday night.
The 52 for the win. It is just good! Just inside the upright, Jake Bates, hometown hero!
Mike Tirico with a call on NBC. The Lions, despite five interceptions from Jared Goff, they came back and beat the Texans. 26-23 was the final. Elsewhere, it was Kansas City on a last-second blocked field goal, beating Denver at home 16-14. Another 10-point deficit comeback for Patrick Mahomes. That is the 19th of his career. Mahomes now 19-14 in games like that. That is the best record ever in the National Football League. And in the NASCAR Cup Series, Joey Logano wins in Las Vegas yesterday, the third major for the motorsports title for the Team Penske in less than a month. Coming up at 8:35, the heat is on. Michael Strahan, and that is Stein on Sports.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Veterans.
Yep.
Yep. The Wild Blue Yonder, as it is known. That is the Air Force's theme song. And it is Veterans Day.
Yes, indeed.
2024. Thank you for your service, Air Force veterans. And I think we covered just about everybody. We got one left. One service academy left to one branch left to salute. And we'll do that coming up in just minutes.
Yeah, what do we mean? Oh, Coast Guard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Of course, your top story is coming up in this hour. FEMA. And the resistance that is being planned for the Trump administration.
That elections are a tactic. Elections are a tactic. They do not solve our problems.
Really? You unelected twat, you? All right, 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Also coming up during the course of this hour. Hey, guess what? They're still not taking these threats against Donald Trump's life very seriously.
I think that there have been bipartisan concerns about the safety of President Trump, former President Trump, President-elect Trump now.
Yeah.
But our top story here today, the mayor of Baltimore, one Brandon Scott, was triggered by the landslide election of President-elect Donald J. Trump. So much so that he thought he would go on publicly and insult the United States of America.
But it is clear that there will be a second Trump presidency. It is really on my heart this morning to say that as a man, but more importantly as a black man, that this country does not deserve black women or black people, but specifically black women. This morning I woke up and I just gave my wife a hug because I know how heavy this is weighing on black women. And they have carried this country and saved this country too many times and continue to be the most disrespected human beings on the planet. And it, quite frankly, it disgusts me.
Why? Because you lost an election?
Good grief.
But he's right in one respect. The country does not deserve this black woman.
Let's talk about the real stuff. Your pocketbook's bad, not because the Bidens did anything, not because the economy is bad. Your grocery bills are what they are is because the folks that own the groceries are pigs.
Yeah. But no one articulated that.
Well,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying is that really? Let's talk about the reasons why stuff gas is high, not because the Bidens didn't try to help, but because the folks who control that decided, I want more money.
So grocery store owners.
No, nothing.
Grocery store owners, people who run and manage, you're pigs. According to Whoopi Goldberg. We better be careful. Someone might actually look up the definition. But, I mean, this is what they're passing for informed political discourse and punditry today.
Plus, is she upset because she wasn't given $1 million to be a big fan of Kamala Harris?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But she was given millions of dollars to, you know, play, what, a nun in a movie? Okay. Whatever. I mean, you know, she's an actress. She's talented in that regard. You got to get on your knees and kiss. What other country would give you that opportunity? Karen. That's her real name, Karen Johnson, a.k.a. Whoopi Goldberg. But, yeah, grocery store owners, National Grocery Store Owners has fired off a letter to the executive producers of View. They're going to burn it. They don't care. So, again, more from Brandon Scott. Coming up in just a second.
8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Eastbound I-70 now east of the Howard County line and after the Patapsco River Bridge is slowing, and it's all three lanes coming into the Beltway. Don't know if there's something right there at the Beltway or not. I was just looking at the junction on the Beltway itself, and the traffic there is moving. So this might be a wreck on I-70 right before the Beltway. We're trying to get a confirmation on that, but you're slow eastbound from the Howard County line. In Howard County, there's a new wreck on eastbound Route 100 at Longgate Parkway that could impact you as you're moving over from the ramps at Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny today and 73 right now, sunny 59 in Dundalk, and it is 57 in Ellicott City. Things that make you go, Mayor Scott, if this country doesn't deserve black women, well, then how does United States Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, when she doesn't even know what a woman is, how could we deserve her?
How could we possibly have deserved Kamala Harris, who, at least for the purposes of this election, decided she wasn't Indian, she was black?
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't deserve her, so I mean, of course.
Inquiring minds would like to know.
Right.
Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown car.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. 8:15 Monday morning. Once again, it is time for us to head to the big top to find out exactly which clown is going to come out of the Democrat clown car. We've got a couple of good ones for you today, folks. Yeah, probably almost without comment. I went on to TikTok, and I found just one or two TikTokers, both of the political left, who weren't real pleased with the outcome of the election. And they have slightly different approaches as to how they're going to handle things moving forward. Here's TikToker number one.
I would go as far to say that I would purchase a Glock, and if you and I are walking on the same street and it's dark out and you're a white male, you have to be white for this to count, okay? If you're a white male, even if you don't approach me, I will shoot you. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So, has to be on the street, you and I, has to be at nighttime, okay? And you have to have very white skin, and be a male.
Yeah, she doesn't accidentally shoot somebody who happens to be Hispanic. So, I mean, she doesn't want to accidentally shoot a light-skinned black person. So, if you're really, really white, though, she's going to purchase a Glock. Of course, that's like saying, I'm going to purchase a car. What kind of car? I mean, specifically, which kind? Oh, you can buy a General Motors car. That's even better, even more specific. Maybe you can hone it down just a little bit more. Amazing. And here is here's TikToker number two. Sean, brace yourself for this one.
Okay, so since Trump won the election, we're cooked, yup. I'm going to be leaving the U.S., and I'm going to be moving to Hawaii. So we'll see how it goes, and I'll update you guys.
Well, I hope he has to get his shots and, of course, get the currency changed into Hawaiian currency, whatever that is. So you have one woman who wants to shoot white men because her candidate lost another individual who says he's going to leave the United States and move to Hawaii. God bless them both, man. You guys get back in the clown car, and thanks for the content.
You know, one thing that you can count on TikTok for is lowest common denominator.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's guaranteed.
It's guaranteed.
University of Oregon employee says he hopes Trump voters jump off the bridge.
Yep.
And, ready for this? University of Iowa pediatric cardiology fellow allegedly wished Trump supporters' child dies in school shooting. The university is reviewing.
Yeah.
The matter. New shock polls out. Majority of Kamala voters want to relocate. Nearly half plan to leave the country altogether.
They're all going to Hawaii?
Yes. Good. So this is the best news I've had since Tuesday night.
I'll send frequent flyer miles.
Because, number one, liberal women are threatening not to have sex with their mates, with their husbands, with their partners, spouses, whatever the case may be, because of Kamala Harris being denied. So, again, that is good news because there won't be any future liberals coming down the pipe.
Yeah, and of course, if you don't happen to have a mate, then you can always buy a, quote, Glock and shoot white guys.
Right. And then, of course, now if they leave the country, then they can infect those other countries with this mental illness and not the United States. A poll finds that nearly half of the Harris supporters do not believe Trump is the legitimate president. Okay? Even with the popular vote. But you shrunk a little bit since it was 5 million. I think it's down to about 4 million now or whatever.
Yeah.
But because they keep counting ballots in America. This is week number two that we're now into counting ballots in Arizona. Carrie Lake was down to 33,000 margin. She cut it. And now all of a sudden in several blue counties, ballots have been discovered. Stop if you've heard this before. And now they've gone back to a 66,000 vote lead. Decision Desk is calling that for Ruben Gallego in Arizona. I think there should be U.S. Marshals and a federal investigation. I think Arizona is probably the most corrupt state, even though Trump won it. I don't know how Trump gets 1.5 million votes and she only gets 1.3 million.
Yeah.
How does that happen? Same thing for Sam Brown in Nevada. And Jackie Rosen. And now you got Mark Elias, Democrat super lawyer slash villain in Pennsylvania trying to steal it from Dave McCormick. So things have not changed all that much. So we'll see what happens. All right. Today, 20 minutes after the hour. We got your calls and comments coming up. More from Brandon Scott at 8:35. We'll take a look at the Trump security concerns. There's a plot to kill him. Joe Biden should be out right now with a stern and harsh message for the people responsible for that. But was, you know, well, he did invite him for lunch. So
yeah.
Then there's that. Day 20, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
If you're a gun owner, protecting your firearms and staying compliant with state and federal laws is crucial. I'm Melissa Patty, managing partner of Stouffer Legal. We have more than a decade of expertise in helping Maryland gun owners navigate the complexities of the National Firearms Act. From handguns to automatic rifles, suppressors, and SBRs, our team ensures your Class 3 items are secure and compliant. Stouffer Legal can guide you through the process of establishing a trust to protect and share your federally regulated firearms with friends and family, ensuring they stay out of public probate. Visit StoufferLegal.com or call us at 410-291-PLAN now to schedule your free consultation, where we will assess your needs and guide you in establishing your family gun trust. Don't wait. Secure your firearms and peace of mind today with Stouffer Legal. That's StoufferLegal.com or 410-291-PLAN.
Saturday evenings from 6 to 7. Join Jeff and Laura Spetter for The Veterans Show. Jeff and Laura can answer most of your questions concerning your veterans' benefits. The Veterans Benefits Show, 6 to 7 every Saturday evening on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Semper Paratus, otherwise known as the U.S. Coast Guard theme.
Yep.
And okay. So we've covered all the service branches here this morning. We like to say veterans of all military branches, thank you for your service to this great nation. Today, once called Armistice Day, the 11th hour of the 11th month. That is, 1918?
It was Armistice Day was after World War I.
Yeah, so it was 1918, if I'm not mistaken. My history correct here. Remember our history lessons. And that is, of course...
That's your childhood.
Yeah, living veterans. And, of course, they are the ones that are the soldiers that are keeping watch and guaranteeing our freedoms and make sure we remain a free nation. And hopefully, under the Trump administration, recruiting numbers will come back. And the DEI goes away, and we will rebuild our once great military. Rank and file are great, but it's the cowardly generals that I have an issue with.
By the way, folks, veterans do appreciate you saying nice things to them today. Thank them for their service. Thank
buy
us for ours.
Buy them a cup of coffee.
Yeah, buy them a cup of coffee. When Memorial Day comes around, remember, that is for individuals who have passed. That is not the time to wish veterans good wishes and thanks for the service. Today is the day, and I know that we all appreciate it when you do. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 823. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We still don't know what the problem is, but I-70 is not good from the Howard County line coming into the Beltway. I'm looking at the sign that says Beltway about a mile east of these signs on I-70. That's just basically stopped, and it's backing up now towards the area of the Patapsco River Bridge. They have not confirmed that it's a wreck. We can assume that's what it is, because I looked at the Beltway. I don't see any problems getting on to the inner loop. The outer loop ramp was open, but this wreck must be there right at the split where you make the ramps to and from the ramp to and from the I-70 ramps onto 695. I was looking to see where this medic unit was going, but everybody's pretty much stopped eastbound. All three lanes backed up to the Howard County line. Baltimore County heading out to a new wreck, Hartford Road at Notchcliff Road. That's up on the northeast side. They're working on the wreck eastbound Route 100 at Longgate Parkway in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be sunny today and 73, clear and windy and 47 for the low tonight. Tomorrow, much cooler, sunny and breezy, and 58 is the expected high. So that, of course, is going to be even cooler on Wednesday, 54. So enjoy today while you can. Right now it's 59 in Dundalk and partly cloudy. It is 59 and sunny in Glen Burnie. Let's take a phone call here from Todd in Pikesville.
Morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say a few words about choosing the senator for
majority leader.
The chief. Yeah. Why can't let Donald Trump, if he would do it, I mean, just a suggestion, of course, make J.D. Vance the head of the Senate, which he is the president of the Senate, and have him create, say, another layer of honesty, and have him pick someone and be his right-hand man for that job, whether it's a senator or somebody from the outside or somebody that he trusts. Make it another layer of trust for the administration.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good suggestion. I think that J.D. Vance is already a salaried employee of the federal government, so this would have to be a volunteer position unless you created a different salary or funded it. But, look, I think that the person right now in the House, if it's the Speaker, and we'll see if Johnson survives, if we hold on to the House, which it does look like we're going to do, they need to be able to now advance the Trump American First agenda. And so I don't know if Speaker Johnson is capable of that, maybe. I know that John Thune and John Cornyn, and maybe to some lesser degree Rick Scott, are not MAGA individuals. So that's, J.D. Vance is the perfect guy. He's
not going to happen.
You know, I understand, because of the Decepticons. And the Decepticons are the deceptive conservatives in the Senate that are going to support Thune and Cornyn. They're going to hang on to the swamp as long as they can. Yeah. So
yeah. I think Thune has it. You know, if the numbers that we have coming out on background are anywhere near correct, Thune has 42. It's over. It's Thune. So, okay, we may like it, we may dislike it, but Donald Trump didn't weigh in on it, which makes me think that he's probably okay with Thune.
They met privately in the last month or so. So Trump has probably already, they've cut a deal. They must have cut a deal. So Thune and Trump must have cut a deal, because that's the only way. And he's probably telling everybody that I cut a deal with Trump. That's why he's got the 42 votes.
Yeah, one additional thing on this, by the way, and that is that in the House, assuming we keep control of the House, we have 2 years. 2 years.
That's it. Yeah.
The off-year election typically
right
is
now,
for the incumbent.
Axelrod, Elias, and other big players, again, they are...
They're already focused.
They're already focusing on retaking the House. They've licked their wounds for a couple of days, and now they're out for blood, as you might imagine. So get our agenda passed, get our recruits out, and start getting these, clean up this ballot mill operation that's, we were successful. Yeah. Thank you, StopBogusBallots.com, Jay Valentine, because they were successful in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, and Michigan, unfortunately. Didn't have enough money to do Arizona and Nevada, and look what happened.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's important to note that we pass laws, both in the House and the Senate, and get them signed by Donald Trump, that implement the MAGA agenda, that seal the border, that move us toward an economic sane place, because right now where we are is not sane, and do it now, because executive orders will change with a change of administration. Pass the laws now. You don't have 4 years, you have two.
By the way, Eddie wants to know that Kamala Harris gave $1 million to Oprah. That is not reported as a campaign advertisement. That's okay. But Elon Musk giving away $1 million is problematic and was challenged by the Justice Department. So let me see if I get this right. If you launder your money through a celebrity to get out the vote, that's okay. But if you just give it directly to people who are registering to vote, that's not. Apparently.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see. Just want to make sure we get the laws right. The law offices of Michael A. Freeman, therefore, 24/7. Should you ever have a serious accident resulting in serious injury, you do need serious legal representation. That's exactly what Michael and his firm gives you. And the best defense against a motorist that hits you and causes a severe accident with serious injury is your insurance policy. So get it out, review it, make sure that your coverages are up to snuff, and they include PIP. Personal injury protection coverage. Michael will tell you what the minimums are there. So I think it's $25,000, if I'm not mistaken. And that the uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage, $100,000, $300,000 is what you should have minimum. It's the person that hits you with no insurance or the person that doesn't have enough insurance. Any questions, call Michael, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, online at maflaw.com. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines once again. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. 40-year-old man injured after a Sunday night shooting in Baltimore. City police say the victim turned up at a hospital around 8:30 last night. Multiple gunshot wounds to the body. He is listed in stable condition. Police have not determined where the shooting happened. Sunday's incident, by the way, followed a series of weekend shootings. One person dead, at least six others injured across the city. A firefighter suffered minor injuries battling a Harford County wildfire Saturday. Fire broke out along Amos Lane and Darlington, burned several acres. The fire reportedly discovered by a DeMarva technician. Investigators believe a downed power line on Exelon property may have started the fire. Firefighters from Harford and Cecil counties received support from fire crews in York County, PA. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has awarded a $33.5 million contract to Curtin Maritime Corporation for the dredging of Baltimore Harbor and its channels. The project consists of dredging approximately 2.3 million cubic yards of material from federal navigation channels to ensure safe navigation for vessels traveling in and out of the port of Baltimore. And Baltimore City Police are currently investigating the circumstances that led to the death of a DPW employee this past Friday. Tragic. Timothy Cartwell suffered fatal injuries when he became trapped between a garbage truck and a wooden light pole in a Baker Street alleyway. Cartwell was taken to shock trauma where he later died as a result of his injuries. Cartwell's death marks the second time that a DPW worker has died on the job in just the last 3 months. A 36-year-old Ronald Silver II had collapsed while working in the Barclay neighborhood in August, and the ME determined he had died from heat-related illnesses. It's 8:32 WCBM coming up next. Traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor Dave Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Veterans Day is a day that we set aside in our nation to honor those who have served their country in military service, recognizing them as the front line in keeping America free. We remember those who have defended America in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard, as well as the Merchant Marines, the Reserves, and the National Guard during times of war, as well as the Space Force. From the War for Independence to Afghanistan and Iraq, the brave men and women who served to keep the rest of us free deserve recognition from all of us. Patriotism should rise above politics, meaning thanks should be given to those who have served as Republicans, Democrats, and independents alike. I pray that the sacrifices made by so many will not go unrewarded. History will be the final judge, and I pray that it will be kind to our cause. I also pray that God will protect and preserve each one who wears or has worn the uniform and will also be merciful to America, keeping us safe and free. This is Pastor David Lewis of the Moment of Truth.
Pick 3 lottery from last night, 394. Your pick 4 was 9258. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
So it finally was confirmed it was an accident eastbound I-70 right before the Beltway, and it was still backing up towards the area of the Patapsco River Bridge. Then a report came out and said it was completely closed, and it may have been for a short time because we did not see traffic moving. Now, the head of the column is moving again closer to the Beltway, so we're moving traffic. You might still want to slide onto Route 40 eastbound from Howard County and come into the Beltway from there. In Howard County, the wreck was eastbound Route 100 at Longgate Parkway. There's a report of a wreck on the ramp from the BW Parkway northbound onto Route 32. City Fire out with an alarm southwest side of the city. They're going to be in the area on Christian Street. That's not too far off the intersection at Wilkins Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
With sun breaking through this afternoon and winds increasing out of the west, the high should hit 73 degrees. Tonight, clear, windy, and cooler behind your front with a low of 47. And a dry weather for Tuesday and Wednesday with sunshine each afternoon as high temperatures top out in the mid to upper 50s. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. At Blindster, we offer custom-made faux wood and real wood blinds and shutters, cellular shades, Roman shades, bamboo shades, exterior shades, and more, all at factory direct prices. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. So here's the upshot. First place battle in Pittsburgh this Sunday at 1. Steelers have won 4 in a row. They're 7-2. The Ravens, 7-3. And after an 0-2 start, have won 7 of their last 8. Steelers were in Landover yesterday and came away with a big win over the Commanders.
Third and long. Wilson floats it way upstairs. Williams, he's got it! Touchdown! Williams, the newest Steeler.
Ian Eagle with a call on CBS. Pittsburgh scoring 30 points per game now with Russell Wilson under center. And they take on the Ravens at 1 o'clock on Sunday. NFL yesterday, Nick Bosa back in the news. The MAGA hat wearing defensive lineman of the 49ers, who ended up getting fined $11,000 for doing that, sacked Baker Mayfield yesterday in the game against Tampa and celebrated with the Trump dance, a dance that the president-elect broke out during one of his rallies. No word on if he'll get fined for dancing. On the ice yesterday, or I should say Saturday night, the Great Eight inches closer.
Stroll gets away from his check. Protas, one touch. Ovechkin, score! Beautiful passing play, and Ovechkin rips the top corner.
Joe Beninati with a call on Monumental. Ovi tallied a pair on Saturday night as the Caps made St. Louis sing the Blues. 8-1 the final. Ovi now with 863 on the career, 32 away from the Great One's record. Last night on the hardwood, nothing magical about the Wiz. They lose to Orlando, 121-94. San Jose State's women's volleyball team will have a match scratched from its schedule for the seventh time this season amid controversy over the transgender athlete Blair Fleming. University of Wyoming canceling its second match this season versus San Jose State. So let's do the math. There are 19 players on a college volleyball roster. So 19 times 7 equals 133 women's college volleyball players have now elected not to play volleyball because of safety concerns over one trans volleyball player. And finally, the countdown has now begun. T-minus 4 days, 10 hours, 25 minutes. Talking about the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul boxing match Friday night on Netflix, 8 p.m. Tyson to haul in a report to $20 million for this fight. Paul reportedly in the neighborhood of $40 million. More on that as the week rolls on. Time now 8:37 when we return. Michael Strahan in hot water.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
So, guys, this comes out of the Daily Mail from the UK. Fox Sports NFL analyst Michael Strahan has been criticized by viewers on social media for not placing his hand over his heart during the national anthem on Sunday. What happened was the Fox team, the pregame team, was doing its game, doing its pregame from the San Diego Naval Base ahead of the Veterans Day celebration today. And all of them lined up, Jimmy Johnson, Howie Long, et cetera, all of them had their hands on their hearts for the national anthem, except Michael Strahan, who had his hands folded in front of him, and that's where the criticism comes in.
Yeah, and look, that's his prerogative. If he wants to do that, knowing that he's going to get heat for doing that. I mean, it's this isn't a statement, not a political statement. This is a statement about veterans.
Yeah,
and you're on
exactly,
and you're Coronado there, where the naval base is established. It's a nice gesture to recognize veterans. You don't have to always agree with the politics of the country, but you should recognize our veterans.
Yeah, I was a Vietnam era vet, and believe me, a lot of the guys who went over to Vietnam, a lot of us who served stateside during that time period, we didn't like the policy at all. I mean, we went because we were drafted. We believe in country, believe in service. And to penalize veterans because some politicians, political prerogatives one way or the other, I don't care. It's just stupid. You're talking about these individuals who are willing to step up and protect the country either as volunteers or as draftees. And the draftee era, of course, ended sometime in the 1970s, but that means a lot of veterans are out there who are draftees.
And for Michael Strahan, I just have one name to share with you, Pat Tillman.
Mm. Yep, exactly.
Good point. You know what? It is. The national anthem is a non-political thing. And you're right, Sean. He made a decision. He knew exactly what would happen when that picture was taken when he didn't put his hand on his heart.
Yeah. And Nick Bosa gets
fined $11,000
for the MAGA hat. And he does the MAGA dance in the end zone, which is
there is one other possibility.
Isn't a very good dancer, though.
No,
I must
not,
say.
Not a good dancer. He's a great
He's
sack
a great sacker.
Yeah.
There's another possibility, though.
Okay.
And that is that Strahan just wasn't thinking. All right,
it's possible.
It's possible because I've been in situations. One situation comes to mind right away. Bob Ehrlich. I was at an event with him when he was governor. And somebody came up at the very last second and put a hat on him. I think it was, you know, one of those baseball hats. I can't remember what was on it. And immediately they started playing the national anthem. Hmm. He forgot to take the hat off and got heat from some of the people there right away. And he apologized. He said, "My God, I'm so sorry. I mean, it happened immediately before. Right. I wasn't thinking. I'm sorry."
Yeah, but that's fine. He apologized. Yeah. Yeah. He didn't mean to do that. Right. We're not getting an apology from Michael Strange.
Well, we'll see.
That's the difference.
We'll see.
If he apologizes, okay, fine.
All right, you think he will?
No.
No.
Okay. No, I don't either.
I don't.
But I'm willing to give him a day.
You know? Why do you got to call me on the carpet?
You're pointing at each other here.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, Gary, thanks so much. It's a great story. It's 8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock.
There is a continuing threat to Donald Trump's life. Now, the Democrats are saying, "Oh, wow, we think this is a horrible thing. We believe that all these presidential candidates deserve really good protection." That, of course, is a bit of a lie. But here's how it stands now.
I think that there have been bipartisan concerns about the safety of President Trump, former President Trump, President-elect Trump now. We saw that, you know, following the two assassination attempts on him, that you had lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say that there needed to be stepped-up security, both of him and other officials, and really calling for reforms at this point of the Secret Service as well.
And let me point something out. That's Francesca Chambers who said that. She's an activist on the left side. And look, my hat's off to her for saying that needs to be stepped up security. However,
is she an activist or a journalist?
Yes.
I thought she was.
Yes.
I thought she was alleged journalist at USA Today.
Yes.
All right.
You know, activist, journalist. Yes. At the same time, during the Biden administration and during Kamala Harris's run for the presidency, the Biden-Harris administration refused to give Secret Service protection to Robert Kennedy Jr. Right, that's the context here, folks. Now they're saying, "Oh, we're all into the security thing." However, they're not above using Secret Service protection in a very selective fashion if it suits their political gains. And I think that's disgusting. I think they should be called to the carpet for it. And as far as the threat, look, the latest threat, that is, they've caught one guy, and my understanding is another guy's still in the wind. Is that right, Sean? That we have,
One is, they believed, is at large in Iran.
Yeah, so obviously a threat from Iran. How do you handle this? My suggestion is you send back channels through Donald Trump, sending back channels saying, another one of these things, and you're going to have hell to pay.
Well, Trump would say that at all of his rallies. He goes, "If I was president, they're threatening Biden or Harris or Obama or anybody else, I would make sure they knew that there would be hell to pay. There would be severe consequences if they try to take out any American
U.S.
president.
Politician."
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you do that, there's going to be hell to pay. You know, stay in your lane and stay the hell out of our politics. That to me is the only approach one can take that's rational in this circumstance. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, eastbound I-70 is clearing. The wreck was right there before the beltway, right at the ramp. The lovely and talented Jill Powell gave us an update on that, so thank you very much. And that helps us right there. Here's the ramp. We can see the ramp coming on to the inner loop is backed up still there because it comes down to a single lane right at that point. But the backup at the Patapsco River Bridge is gone, so we're improving. That should be completely back to normal in the next 10 minutes or so. But just making a late ride onto the beltway on the northeast side, that's still a bit slow right there at Harford Road. There's still some slowing at Greenspring on the inner loop over to the JFX, and then the west side changing the camera here to Route 40, and everybody's in good shape headed down the hill towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast: sunny today and 73. It's going to be the warmest day of the week because tomorrow, breezy conditions, high of 58, sunny, dry, and 54 on Wednesday as a cold front is moving through once again. Right now it is sunny and 59 in Parkville, and it is 59 in Forest Hill. Time for our feel good news segment of the day. I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me. Our feel good news segment of the day today, and you might want to take notes on this if you were threatened with your job, or you lost your job, or you were booted out of the service for refusing to take the jab. Because the good news today is that a woman fired for refusing to take the CCP virus vaccine has won a record $12 million settlement from her employer. Lisa Domsky worked in the insurance company Blue Cross Blue Shield as an IT specialist for over three decades. And she was fired from her position for refusing to take the jab, which has since been proven to have been neither safe nor effective. After suing the company for religious discrimination against her Catholic faith, Domsky was awarded significant damages by a federal jury in Detroit. The ruling included $10 million in punitive damages against Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, as well as $1.7 million in lost wages and $1 million in non-economic damages. See, it's a shame more people didn't hire attorneys, and maybe there weren't enough attorneys that were well-versed in the law. But when you're being forced to take something that is in complete opposition to your faith, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
And that's what happened here. And that's our good news of the day.
And don't forget, you know, during that time period, both here and in Canada, you had the police coming in and saying, no, you haven't had the jab. You can't go to church.
Right.
You can go to the strip club down the block.
Yeah.
That's safe.
You can go to a liquor store, but you can't go to your favorite other store, whatever the case may be. Well, Lori's in Dundalk. Good morning, Lori.
Morning, Lori.
Lori is not there. We'll try Carol in Columbia.
Hey, Carol.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
When Reagan was elected, he was elected with a mandate and a great deal of enthusiasm, as was President Trump. But I wanted to remind everybody, President Reagan used that momentum and that enthusiasm to put together Ober 81, the Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Bill, which was an enormous bill with lots of legislative initiatives in it that the president wanted, and it was passed by both houses of Congress and signed by the president before the August recess. In fact, I think they delayed the August recess a week or so just to make sure. And so the legislative work of the whole year was done before everybody went home on vacation.
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
Well, I don't know if President Trump's team, you know, if the memories are long enough there. I know he has some young people, and that's good. But do they remember Ober and how successful it was? I don't know.
I think the reluctance there is any of these monster Leviathan bills scare people now. We want to err on the side of the single subject bills, which you could do. You could split them off into 12 bills, which is what the Republicans have vowed to do, and still get your work done before the August recess.
But they haven't gotten it done.
No, they haven't, because they've got a weak speaker with a small margin in the House. And and it looks like it's going to be, if not smaller, just about the same size this time around. So, you know, as I say, it's like herding cats. But
I think it should be considered.
Yeah.
It worked.
Well, certainly, if we talk to somebody in the Trump administration, we will throw it, and we'll bring it up for a discussion. Carol, thank you for the call.
Thanks,
appreciate
Carol.
That. Ed is in Mount Airy.
Morning, Ed.
Good morning. Bouncing back between your prior conversation and the jab, they could certainly have given RFK and given Donald Trump more protection, considering we gave $15 million for Secret Service money to protect Fauci.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I understand he was getting threats because he was a prominent person, but again, then... what you do is, as I said the other day, you can hire private security and the government could reimburse him for it. You shouldn't have to burn assets that are meant for the president.
Correct.
Or the former president.
Or foreign leaders as they come to this country.
Or foreign leaders. Or RFK Jr., who was running for president at the time. Ed, thanks for the call. Lori's back in Dundalk.
Hey, Lori.
Hi. I know I'll make this real quick. On Veterans Day and different holidays, I stand on the corner with my American flag. And it really tickles the older gentlemen that, you know, were in the military. Just, you know, I'm not talking, I'm not waiting, you know, I'm very stoic, and, you know, I give them respect. And I think if anybody has a flag on their property, anybody out, you know, where you got a little bit of land, if you could just take the time, because they just beam. When you see these older guys, they wind the window down, they say thank you to me, and they very much respect that flag, which a lot of, you know, the younger people don't. And they are grateful for us recognizing it. So, God bless you. I'm from a family of dad, grandpops, were in the military, uncle was in the military. I respect them. God bless them.
Thank you. Lori, that is a great thing that you are doing, and that is a great service to our country and to our veterans.
My grandmother on my mom's side, her brother was in World War One and was injured diving back into one of the trenches and was removed from service because he took a bullet right in the butt.
Oh, my goodness.
So, well, for the rest of his life, his family did not let him move that one down.
No. Hey, it's maybe there's not a good way to win the Purple Heart, but hey, that's a preferable way to be awarded the award.
Every Thanksgiving, are you sitting comfortably?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, every time. 8:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills. 410-654-0030. 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Looking to sell your home? Want to get top dollar? Hi, this is Vinny Stio with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Get multiple cash offers in minutes. Go to VinnyStio.com, type in your address, and start packing. Visit VinnyStio.com. That's VinnyStio.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
The Deep State Democrat Party and all of their cronies have just been dealt a very, very powerful blow, and they will no longer be able to run roughshod over us. They are done. Oh, your chickens are so home to roost. My God in heaven, you have no idea, Democrat Party. So go to your room, shut the door, and wait for your spanking.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid. Hey, I'm steady. Hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price.
Great Toby Keith, an American soldier. A happy Veterans Day from all of us here at WCBM and The Morning Drive.
8:53 right now at Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
And a backup just about gone now. Eastbound I-70 coming into the Beltway. Had a big problem earlier. That's all gone. The ramp to the interloop now was just a little bit slow. One left over pocket of slowing on the Beltway. It's right here at Greenspring on the interloop. You're slow down the hill to the JFX. And then looks good over to the ramps at 83. The tunnels are magnificent right now, and no problems at all. Southbound, you're clear all the way into the junction at Camden Yards at 95 and 395. We love our vets. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WeatherTown says, gorgeous day today, sunny with a high of 73, 60, and mostly sunny in the city, 60 in Annapolis. And, well, my oh my. We have a person I think we recognize here.
She looks a lot like this person.
Yeah,
the big,
really.
Yeah,
it's just an amazing likeness to that picture.
Yeah.
Kim Klasick. Kim Klasick Live is back on WCBM. Morning, Kim. Welcome home.
Good morning. Happy Veterans Day, guys. I'm so excited to be back. And what a great day to be back, right?
It is a great day. Perfect day to be back.
Yes, absolutely.
So I'm sure you've got a lot of things bottled up inside that you just want to unleash.
Well, I don't want to go too far back, but we are going to talk about some of the things that I did miss quickly, right? And I want to get people's take on it. I do want to talk about the biggest losers of this election cycle. I am one of them. I can admit that. We'll talk about my race and others. Also, 8 shot, 1 dead on Saturday in Baltimore City.
Yeah.
I thought they said crime was going down. I guess that's just not true.
Different kind of crime.
Exactly. And then also FEMA. We got to talk about FEMA.
Yes.
This situation with this, this supervisor, I guess, not even just an employee, a supervisor telling people to avoid homes with Trump signs. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about whether or not it's time to finally abolish FEMA. Because not everybody's been excited about their response time, not just to this hurricane recently, but also to Katrina and others.
So, if you look to our founding fathers constitutionally, they never thought FEMA should be a federal thing.
Yeah.
They was up to the individual states. And there was a lot of big pushback and battle back in, I think, I can't remember what the first disaster was. I think it, I just can't remember. But there was a big debate as to whether the federal government should take cover it or whether the state should take care of it. So.
Yeah, no, I looked up. It's around 1978. I can't remember exactly what hurricane it was. I'll look at it when I get in the back there. But it was under Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of criticism there. So, you know, maybe it's time. I mean, look, President Trump's making a lot of changes. Possibly this could be one of them.
Yeah, and but my point is this woman now has been fired.
Yeah.
And but she's just indicative. She's symbolic.
How
of
many
what's going
others
on.
Are there? This,
exactly.
My suspicion is that when you see one cockroach, you know there are more.
Right.
And that this is the little canary in the coal mine, and I think that there has to be a rather aggressive push to find out either directly or subtly how these individuals in positions of power have been twisting public service to the needs of the Democrats and making sure the Republicans were not serving.
Yeah, no, and you know, as a mother, immediately I thought about, say if I was in that hurricane situation and I had my daughter, she was on formula or anything like that. Were you passing up homes where children were hungry, where children were in need, those elderly, those are just vulnerable in general? Because this is a big deal. I think, you know, possibly more than fired, possibly she should be taken to court over this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, there should be an Inspector General investigation into the whole agency, that being said. So Kim is back, just a little after 9 o'clock. Welcome home, and can't wait for it.
Thank you, guys.
Stay tuned, folks. Kim Klasick live. By the way, Governor DeSantis has ordered an investigation into that FEMA official. Let's get a phone call here. Frank in Eldersburg.
Hey, Frank.
Frank, you there? Nope, Frank had to...
Yeah.
Oh, here he is.
Okay.
Hey, sorry, real quick, guys. I know you're... push for time real quick. Talk about that woman that won the $12 million from suing Blue Cross Blue Shield. What about, particularly in this state, all the federal employees that were forced by the government to be stabbed, jabbed, whatever?
Yeah, you know? I don't... Unless you can prove that there was harm, physical harm from the jab, I think you'd have a tough. But when you're forced to do something and it violates your faith and you have a religious cause, I mean, that's the basis of this lawsuit, and that's why I think she won. But you raise an interesting question over the people that were forced, unless they had some kind of physical injury. Don't know.
Yeah, with the federal government, they were told.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And military as well think that they should be back pay. So, Frank, you got to run, but thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. And listen, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And for years, they have been the trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services as well. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort comfort and peace of mind for you and for your family. The weather's changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators for all your electrical and HVAC solutions. Call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Air Conditioning, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Well, tomorrow will be the day we find out who controls the House and the resistance they have planned for the Trump administration. Stay tuned for Kim Klasick Live back tomorrow at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...